keep you off the streets. Alton Edwards, thank you very much indeed for joining us. He is the doyen of royal photographers. He really is. Well, that's the happy news. No doubt John Holmes, when he comes on Air at One, will be talking about nothing else. Huge fan of a royal wedding, John Holmes. I'm sure you'll agree. Judging by that face, John, that's not the case.
I can't wait.
Oh, you love a bit of happy news, though.
I love a bit of happy news. I'm going to be talking. Of course, I'm glad that he's getting engaged to Wallis Simpson, and I'm going to be talking about it, and I'm going to enjoy it.
There is this thing, marrying American divorcees.
Didn't go well last time.
Didn't go well last
time. But it's fine this time. It's perfectly all right. 80 short years later, and look where we've arrived.
But isn't it amazing?
Was it 1936 when he abdicated? I think it was like 1936, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If memory serves. Not my memory. I'm not that old. But I think that's from my history. I think that's right. Anyway, we are going to be, of course, we're going to be talking about. Of course we are. Because there wasn't any other news anyway, so I'm glad it's happened.
Well, no, there was more news. I got lifted up by Anton de Beck this morning during the news break. It was all rather disconcerting. He's a very strong man.
Right.
He's a very, very strong
man. I'm not going to say anything,
man.
But fine.
Yeah, we'll let that go.
Yeah, leave that.
This is Talk Radio. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Join John Holmes for all your royal news this afternoon from 1.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
What makes your Christmas? Is it a tree that just about fits in the corner of the room? Is it decorating anything and everything that moves? Or is it switching on the Christmas lights without blowing a fuse? Whatever makes your Christmas, you'll find great prices across our festive ranges at Wilko and loads more you'll love at Wilko.com. Wilko, let's make Christmas.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a 10 square metre roll of Alumiflex multi-foil insulation for only £59.90 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But of no saying what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
I started Cocofina. This allowed me to bring passion and balance back into my life.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing companies, just like Cocofina.
We needed a partner that knows as much about finances as we know about coconuts.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock. Good afternoon and welcome along. It's a Monday, no less, but we'll try and improve the situation. Victoria's here to start us off with, I'm guessing good news.
Thanks, John. Yeah, it is. Coming up, Prince Harry is getting married with a wedding set for early next year and Bali volcano due to blow.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has got engaged to his American girlfriend, Meghan Markle. The couple have been together since summer 2016 and have confirmed they plan to get married in the spring. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from Kensington Palace.
The news has gone down extremely well here. These people told me they make a lovely couple.
Highlights the weddings and the dresses of Kate. And we know Harry is very happy with Meghan, so yeah. That's really nice for them.
Obviously, since the William and Kate wedding, something to look forward to, plus nothing happens with the royal family now. so it's a bit more exciting.
Meghan seems really, really nice, so she's a good person to join the royal family.
Harry and Meghan are due to come out of the palace to pose for photographs this afternoon, so there's great excitement here and crowds are starting to gather. On a bitterly cold November day, the new royal couple are about to receive one of the warmest welcomes they've ever experienced.
The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh say they're delighted for them, while the Prime Minister has offered her warmest congratulations. In other news, 100,000 people have been ordered to leave parts of Bali as a volcano is expected to erupt. Many tourists are stranded as the island's only airport has been closed. Theresa May says no agreement can be made on the future of the border with Ireland until post-Brexit trade is arranged. The Irish government has said talks can't move on unless clarity on the crossing with Northern Ireland is finalised. And it's thought Cyber Monday could beat Black Friday to become Britain's biggest shopping day this year. More than 20 million of us are expected to go bargain hunting online today.
So I'm glad you didn't get those headlines mixed up at the beginning, because that would have been, if you accidentally cross-pollinated those two headlines, that would have been awful. Give us them again.
That wouldn't have been newsworthy.
Go on.
So Prince Harry's getting married with a wedding set for early next year.
Meghan Markle.
And Bali volcano due to blow.
Yeah, see, that would have been awful. Thank God you read that correctly. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
How pleased were you as a news person?
Yeah.
How pleased were you? Because the news this morning when I woke up, I mean, it was sort of dull. There wasn't much going on. The Bali volcano, yeah, that was kind of the big story, wasn't it?
There was
not much going on. There was a bit more Brexit stuff going on. But there wasn't really anything. All of the papers today, which is fairly rare, had gone for completely different stories.
Yeah.
You know, the Sun was going for Antichrist McPartly, or whatever his name is, in the jungle or something.
That's his name.
And he's Christmas. And then, but everyone had gone for different things, which always happens on a slow news day.
Yes.
But then
this happened.
Yes, were you excited? Were you excited for news? How does it feel being on the side of the news when a newsworthy story breaks like that, when otherwise it's a bit dull?
I love newsworthy stories. But this one's a nice one. Yeah. Nothing terrible's happened.
No.
So that's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased for them and everything, obviously. Yeah. But personally, I don't care. It doesn't interest me much.
Do you know
I'm going to feign interest in the next bit of the show when I have to talk about it. I mean, I'll pretend I'm interested.
Right.
But in reality, I really couldn't give a toss.
Do you know what? I think it's one of these things which divides people. Like, half of people are like, yeah, that's nice, with the odd people who are really extreme and they turn up at the palace dressed in Union Jack suits and waving flags.
They do that.
And then there's the other half who are like, why do we need a monarchy?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the middle. I'm happy with the monarchy there. I'm not anti-monarchy particularly. They're fine, but I'm also not going to turn up in a Union Jack suit and stand in front of the. Do you know what I mean? I'm just sort of ambivalent, just sort of whatever. But I don't. I realise why it's the news agenda and the lead news agenda, because otherwise it's a slow news day. But I don't know why it is real. There's no news. I don't know why Alex Dibble's down. I'm going to ask him why he's down there, but there's no real reason to be down there. There's nothing's happening. They're coming out for a photo shoot. That's largely visual.
Yeah, but so, he can paint a picture with his words.
Yeah, but who cares, really? Some
he
people
can speak have a those tourists. He was chatting to the tourists first to get some reaction.
But,
he can describe them going out on the balcony, flashing their ring and stuff like that.
What? What's the weather going to be like for the royal photo shoot this afternoon?
Well, I haven't got a specific for that part of London, but I've got a general
national
thing.
Weather. Victoria's got the national weather.
I've got that.
Here comes the national weather. National weather.
Talk radio, national weather.
There it is.
So a mix of sunshine and showers for many. Snow's likely in northern hills. And it's feeling especially windy in the north and west. Cold with highs of 11 degrees.
Why, thank you very much indeed there. Happy Royal Engagement Day.
Thank you. Happy Royal Engagement Day to you too, John.
Thanks very much. Happy Royal Engagement Day, Cornelius.
Whatever.
Yeah. Good. Now here's
Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott has the All Your Royal Engagement Day Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku is waiting to find out if he'll face a retrospective violent conduct charge from the FA. Footage appears to show the Belgian international kicking out at Brighton defender Gaëtan Bong during Saturday's Premier League win. If Lukaku's charged and found guilty, he would miss the Manchester derby. A major bookmaker has suspended betting on Alex McLeish returning to manage Rangers. He's the current favourite to take the vacant role. In the Sky Bet Championship, there's a West London derby taking place tonight. QPR take on Brentford at Loftus Road. England cricket head coach Trevor Bayliss says no disciplinary action will be taken against Johnny Bairstow following his apparent headbutt on Australia's Cameron Bancroft. The incident from a month ago came to light during England's 10-wicket first Ashes test defeat in Brisbane. And Wales Rugby Union forward Ross Moriarty will leave Gloucester at the end of the season. It's not yet been revealed where he'll move to, but it's expected he'll head to the Dragons in the Pro 14. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Well, I've learned a thing. Right. Who knew? 6 minutes past... I mean, I thought you would be. 6 minutes past one. Just by looking at you. 6 minutes past
That's
one.
That's really horrible.
And now, here's... Well, here's some programme or something.
Talk Radio.
To be honest, when I heard about this, I thought, you're having a laugh, aren't you? It's called the Smart Meter Power of 10p Challenge, where basically I had to feed as many bodybuilders as possible using just 10p of energy. No pressure then, guys.
Come on, Ainsley.
But after a manic cooking frenzy...
Stop, your 10p's up!
I still managed to prepare an incredible 14 meals. Get in there, my son.
See how far 10p could go in your home. Contact your energy supplier about getting your smart meter at no extra cost.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. It is very complicated, isn't it, Colin?
Little scamp.
Say meeting and greeting in there, didn't you, about the meeting from the Labour Party? Name, full name, Antichrist.
I enjoy those things.
No one likes Ian.
I think it's too soon. I have my eyes on an MDF cabin bed. Some ham. How's he bearing up under this? Because he's a one-man operation, really, isn't he?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm going to talk sport. In other Fox News...
25 years ago. Cornelius doesn't, because Cornelius was a fetus back then.
That was the first thing I saw or read.
More of that, please. Right. Come on. Indigestion tablets came to put, then they discount them back. We're in London. The queues were stretching.
I don't have to worry about the other thing.
Victoria's going through the window. It's up already, is it?
It's up already.
That's the earliest that's ever happened.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Well, congratulations are in order, of course. Congratulations. What a happy day. Congratulations to newspaper editors everywhere. What a happy day for you. To the headline writers, to the subs, as they are all there now sharpening their keyboards in preparation for tomorrow's front pages. As they rejoice at, yes, the news of a royal engagement, which always sells more papers. But also at the good fortune that Markle rhymes with sparkle. In the engagement context, I mean, oh, it's a gift. Oh, what a gift to the headline writers that is, isn't it? I mean, she couldn't have been better if she'd been called Meghan Myamond or something like that, couldn't it? Meghan Menmagement Ming. It really is great news that she's called Markle. As the American actress slips her finger into Harry's ring, offered up to her as he goes down on one knee, she has accepted. And it just shows, of course, doesn't it, how things have changed. It was only 80 years ago that the idea of a royal marrying an American divorcee caused a constitutional crisis. When King Edward abdicated in order to marry Wallace Simpson, of course, that was 1936. she was American divorcee. That wasn't allowed. That was constitutionally... Oh, dear. But here we are. I mean, Harry, yes, technically fifth in line to the throne, not actually king. But, you know, he's up there. Times have changed, haven't they? For the better, obviously. I mean, the only problem these days, and thank goodness she isn't, would have been if Meghan Markle had been ginger, because... That certainly wouldn't have been allowed. That's still an issue. Two ginger people aren't allowed to marry, of course. I mean, that's not royal, that's just generally. And that's because if two ginger people mate, then subsequently have children, their children are born with cloven hooves, as you know. So. A law which has never been repealed says that children born to two ginger people have to live in a walled garden. Yeah,
that's right.
Fact, isn't it? Now, as it goes, Buckingham Palace does have one of those, but even so, it's...
Quite a big one.
It really does, yeah, but it's still not allowed. But if you think about it now, have two ginger people ever married? Do you know any? I mean, I don't know.
No.
No, you don't. I don't either.
I don't know any ginger people with partners, John.
There you go. Apart from Harry, but he's royal,
I don't know him, though.
Yeah. But two ginger people have never married, have they? And certainly not in the royal family. The last ginger in the royal family was Sarah Ferguson, but Prince Andrew wasn't, so that was permitted. And that ended well. It's protocol, you see. Anyway, congratulations, that's what I'm saying, to tabloid editors. May your front pages forever be filled with ever-inventive ways of referring to the ring and rhyming it with Markle. Also in the news... Oh, who cares? The papers certainly won't tomorrow. So hello then. Talk Radio in the afternoon's Royal Engagement Special. I am John Holmes and here's how we're celebrating here. Headline hijacks on the way. You get to make up the news, please. Can you make up the story? Can you make up a news story and hear Victoria say it out loud at 2 o'clock? Because we will welcome your suggestions for lies said as truth to the nation from this mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And it will say the news. But it will also say some nonsense that you've made up. Here's how to get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We have today's diversity paper review is on the way. A different diversity each day reviewing the newspapers for us. Today, Fedi's with us and she's a European migrant. She's been going through the newspapers in the diversity paper review. We've got Prince Charles on the phone later as well, talking about the engagement, of course. Prince Charles joining us on the show. He was the one who actually officially announced it initially this morning, initially. So Prince Charles is going to be joining us on the show to talk about. We've got the big debate at 3. We've got work experience punditry today. Jack is in to review some television for us, Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. They were canvassed over the weekend as we went out and about with microphones to put them into the faces of people falling out of pubs and clubs and bars. Vox popping them, but with alcohol. It's Alco Vox Pops. Also, with the news today that if you've got a drone, if you're getting a drone for Christmas and you're the owner of a drone, you will have to take drone safety tests, like drone driving tests now. This boat was over the weekend. So we're going to play, and I was reading about it, it turns out drones have excellent names. So we're going to play Band or Drone today. Is it the name of a band or the name of a drone? If you want to play, 0344 499 1000. You'll be playing against Cornelius. 0344 499 1000. Give us a call. Start that message with the word hello. Chloe will answer it. And you could well be on the radio later on. You can also text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We have all the current affairs analysed for you through the medium of Japanese poetry. The news in haikus on the way. All your reactions. We'll take those this afternoon as well. And we will be bringing you hot guest action, the comedian Elf Lyons. She's neither an elf nor a lion. More a swan as it goes, but that's quite... It's complicated, but we will explain it when she gets here. Just after 2 o'clock, the award-winning stand-up Elf Lyons joining us. It's today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. So who's working on the show today, I hear you ask?
Who's working on the show today?
Thanks for asking, Victoria, I'll tell you. Chloe's producing today. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Also doing the buttons again.
Woo!
Double bubble.
Party time.
There it is. Chloe got married. You know Chloe got married? Chloe got married.
To Prince Harry.
That's the big news this year.
It is the big news this year, yeah.
Your partner's Ginger.
He is Ginger.
There you go, but you're not, you see, so that's my point.
We won't have, yeah.
There you go. Cloven-hoofed babies aren't on the agenda, are they, Chloe? Cloven-hoofed. Nor are babies. She says that now, come on. All right, then. So Chloe's got the producing, Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius.
Happy, John.
Yes.
The Hurting Day.
That's not an actual...
From tonight on Dave, from 7pm, the brand new show, The Hurting, with Jake Yap...
Not a day.
...starts tonight. It's hashtag The Hurting Day.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Why are you mentioning that?
Because it's a big day. I think it's a great show and I'm really excited for it to start.
Yeah. How do you know it's a great show?
Cornelius it wrote some jokes for it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's basically an Argos You've Been Framed. But, you know...
Oh, that is so...
It is unfair. I beg your pardon. You're absolutely right. It's like a charity shop, You've Been Framed.
No.
Yeah, I overestimated its pudding there.
You haven't seen
I've seen the trailer, and they're supposed to put the best bits in the trailer, so that's worrying.
Don't say... Why are you... At least I'm getting TV work.
He's just jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's true, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, that does start. What time?
7pm, double bill tonight, and weekdays.
Is it like with Dave just repeated over and over and over again?
I don't know yet.
Because you must be coining it in from those repeat fees.
No, I haven't signed anything to do with that. It's a problem. I need an agent.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's gone wrong for him. Anyway, so that's fine. So he's being exploited by television. Well done. So, we need to get into today's big story. What could it possibly be? See if you can figure it out from this. Furry animals. Rings around the world, but why would we be playing that, eh? Why, Cornelius, would we be playing Super Furry Animals on the radio to link to today's big story? The clues, I imagine, are all in there, because that's what we do on this programme. We lead you into the big tune, into the big story, with the big tune. That's what we do. That's what we do. But you have to figure it out. Little office game for you, no prizes. Cornelius.
I think I know, John.
Go on, then.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep. The word sheep is in the first verse.
Yep.
Not any other word, Chloe. Don't panic.
Yep.
Because she did.
Okay. Did you think you said...
I swear. No, sheep. Sheep are Welsh, John.
Yes.
As is the Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
Who's also... which one's the Prince of Wales? Is that Harry or William?
Well, it's Charles.
Charles.
Yeah.
And his son...
Yeah.
Which one's that, Prince William or Prince Harry?
William.
William?
Oh, no, and also Harry.
Okay, well, his son, Prince William's brother...
Yes.
Prince Harry...
Yes.
...has just got engaged to the Lady of Suits, which is the actress from that series, which wasn't that good after Series 2, but I think they're still making.
Okay. is the right answer.
Yes.
Yes, she did. Yes, they have. Yes, he has as well. Of course, rings around the world. Engagement rings stretching from Britain to America as they come together in a what we're going to call a special relationship. Rings around the world. And there it is. Of course, we're going to be talking royal engagement next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle, complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Fleet managers. Maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There may still be some delays lingering on the Preston Lancaster Road in the Galgate area of Lancashire. There was a number of vehicles stranded in the floods. Now all those have been recovered and any restrictions have been lifted, but it's just taking a little while to get back to normal. In West Yorkshire, the westbound M62 is busy towards 27 for Gilderton. That's because of a broken down vehicle. No change through Dover for the A2 Jubilee Way. It's closed in both directions near the Eastern Docks roundabout for accident investigation. And one lane still closed in Devon on the eastbound A38 through Chudley Knighton because of a vehicle fire. Long delays on the approach towards that. I'm Joanna Adams.
Discover even more amazing Black Friday deals at Boots with better than half price on the Oral-B Genius 9000 range, now £94.99, and half price Soap and Glory Winter Wonder Glam, now £25, plus much more. Hurry, offers end soon. Boots, let's feel good. Oral-B Genius savings versus RRP, largest store subject to availability, offers end November 30th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a very good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am and remain John Holmes, and of course there is only one big story. Yes, it's all anybody's talking about today. Prince Harry and his girlfriend, the American divorcee Wallis Simpson, are to be married, and newspaper editors everywhere are thrilled. Personally, I'm looking forward to hearing about the Stag Night. Given Prince Harry's well-documented, not fondness, I suppose, for partying, if you are listening, Your Highness, and, well, I know he does, and Meghan. I'm told that they put on talk radio to get them in the mood. A lot of people actually use this programme as a soundtrack for lovemaking. It's like Barry White, but with travel and adverts for TradePoint. But Harry, Prince Harry, if you are listening, for your Stag Night, I've got an idea, all right? I think you should sort of do... Because, look, Stag Nights, as we know, Stag Nights, you know, have a certain vibe, don't they? And Harry is a partier in the past. He has been. So I think a sort of greatest hits... maybe he could combine all of those scandals that he's had, you know, growing up, dress as a Nazi, strip the uniform off for a game of pool, say something racist like he was filmed doing in Cyprus that time, get drunk, have a fight with a photographer, then smoke some cannabis and get sent to rehab by Prince Charles. What a night that would be, a sort of greatest hits. But of course, I am being facetious. He's grown up, he's getting married. He's going to be putting all that behind him, although, of course, if he wants a laugh, his brother should swap out his wedding suit for a Nazi uniform on the morning. Katie Nichols, a royal correspondent. Of course she is. We know Katie. She's from the Mail on Sunday. Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. So when this... we were all expecting it. I'm sure you were expecting it long before we were expecting it. So when it finally broke, why do you think they picked today, Katie? Was there sort of a method in that?
Well, you know, I think there was just so much hype and speculation towards the end of last week. You know, there was that false alarm on Thursday. We were all expecting an announcement then. Apparently, Theresa May had cleared her diary in order to give a statement. You know, who knows? Kensington Palace obviously had a strategy mapped out, but I think to have kept this sort of state of limbo continuing would have been incredibly unfair on Meghan, for a start, and also huge pressure. You know, this is big enough. You know, you've seen the crowds outside Kensington Palace, you've seen the media. If this had gone on any longer, it would have just become unbearable, I think. So, you know, they've announced it. We're going to have a photo call very shortly. We'll get to see the ring. We'll probably have a few words from them. They will be filming an interview, which will go out tonight. So, you know, all very much in the pattern of William and Kate, and all very, very exciting.
And when it happens, you know, you're on sort of standby for this, presumably, and have been. You started to first hear the rumours about it being last week and so forth, how does that happen? Is that a leak from the royal camp? Where do those rumours start to begin, Katie?
No, the royal palace play their cards very, very close to their chest. But I think the fact that Downing Street had obviously had some form of a tip-off, that sort of got everyone very excited. You know, Harry does his best to keep everything sort of very much under wraps and below the radar, and he does a pretty good job of it. But inevitably, you know, if you're going to make an announcement like this, people have to be consulted. The Archbishop of Canterbury, you know, there was that sort of giveaway story that he had privately given his blessing for a wedding to take place in a church. And it's those sorts of things you think, okay, well, this is imminent. You know, they're not going to be speaking to the Archbishop of Canterbury unless there's going to be a wedding. And now we know there isn't. It's going to be in the spring. We're still not quite sure when. And that's interesting because it's going to be a busy spring because, of course, we've got Baby Cambridge number 3 on the way in April.
Baby Cambridge. Oh, I just hope it's just called that when it finally arrives. When this was announced, there was certain speculation about, because Prince Harry, you know, it's the new royals and what they do things differently. There was a sort of talk about them doing the wedding in and I quote, unorthodox way. Is there anything in that, or will they have to go through the traditional?
Look, they're not going to jet off and tie the knot with an Elvis impersonator in Vegas. Let's put it that way. There's got to be a degree of traditionalism and protocol about this. It's a royal wedding. That said, it won't necessarily have to be as big or as formal as William's wedding to Kate Middleton if Harry and Meghan don't want it to be. You know, he's soon to be sixth in line to the throne, and he's not going to be king. The sort of parameters are different, and I think there's more flexibility for Harry. That said, you know, will Meghan want to turn down Westminster Abbey or St Paul's as a wedding venue? I know I certainly wouldn't, but we will wait and see. I think St George's is probably a likely bet, actually, and perhaps being in Windsor, they can just have a little bit more, I say privacy. Well, they're not going to have any privacy over this wedding. No. It's going to be a big public occasion, but it wouldn't quite be akin to a big central London sort of akin to a state occasion. But we will wait and see.
Okay, final question, one word answer. Do we get a day off?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes!
There we go. Katie Nichol, royal correspondent, Mail on Sunday. They're talking us into the forthcoming. It's just all anyone's going to be talking about. Banging on about it.
Don't care. We get the day off.
But you literally don't get the day off.
Why not?
What makes you think you're going to get the day off?
Oh, it's bank holiday.
It's not.
Is Why it? Not?
Well, it might be a bank holiday, but it doesn't mean you're...
Well, time and a half, then.
Do I get time? This is exactly
you don't get time and a half of bank holidays, but I do.
Unbelievable.
That's all we needed to know.
Alex Dibble, he hasn't got a day off today. He's down at Kensington with the crowds, isn't he? Down at Kensington Palace with the crowds, Dibble. Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
We'll be talking to him very shortly to find out the very latest. I don't know why. I mean, there's not anything to say. But anyway, that's what we've got to do. So there we go. It's just how the news works, isn't it? But now, 1:31 with the very latest. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
There's going to be another royal wedding.
We know.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announce the engagement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen!
Prince Harry proposed to the American actress in London earlier this month. They're due to tie the knot in spring next year after around 16 months together. Prince Charles has been asked for his reaction while visiting Poundbury in Dorset.
Congratulations, sir. What do you think about the engagement?
Very kind. No, we're thrilled, thank you so much. For both of them. I hope they'll be very happy indeed, is all I can say.
In other news, UK tourists stranded in Bali are being advised to contact their travel companies as an erupting volcano has forced the only international airport to close. A 6-mile exclusion zone has been set up around Mount Agung. Flowers and balloons are being left at the site of a crash which killed 5 people in Leeds, including 3 children. 2 15-year-olds are still in custody after being arrested on Saturday. Theresa May says a final arrangement on how the Irish border will operate post-Brexit can't be agreed without a new trade deal. The Prime Minister appears to be backing International Trade Secretary Liam Fox, who made the same claim yesterday. The Irish government's repeatedly said discussions on the border haven't made sufficient progress to move on to trade. And England cricketer Johnny Bairstow won't face any disciplinary action after his apparent headbutt on Australia's Cameron Bancroft. The seriousness of the incident in Perth last month has now been downplayed. The weather, a mix of sunshine and showers for many. Snow is likely in northern hills, feeling especially windy in the north and west. Cold with highs of 11 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
Yes. What, do we know what time we're expecting the royal couple to do a photo shoot yet?
As they I'm said, not sure of the timing of that, that just
no,
yet.
No, all right, fair enough. When we get to look at the ring.
What do you think it's going to be like, John?
I imagine it will be quite an expense. Now, the thing is, what didn't Harry... Harry's ring to Kate was Diana. Am I right?
Damien Williams.
Yes.
Get your royals right.
I mean him.
That was Diana's.
That was Diana's. So
yes.
Did she only have one? Because then Harry's got... Because what I'm saying is Meghan will be giving sideways glances at that if it's not as good, won't she? When the Christmas parties.
It's obvious.
Not necessarily. It means maybe
it's
she would have got to help choose it.
I'll tell you everyone what it will be now.
What?
It will be the engagement ring for Camilla.
No, because she's still got hers.
The other mum.
She's still got hers.
Yeah, but she'll be wearing that.
She won't. Yeah, but you don't keep your engagement ring on.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
do you?
Lots of women do.
Yes.
I thought you keep just your wedding ring on.
No. No, you keep your engagement ring and your wedding ring. That's how weddings work.
I don't know. I'm so far away from marriage.
Right. And any kind of relationship. So, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But that's how it works. So unless Camilla dies between now and, like, in about half an hour...
The photo shoot.
Yeah, then that's not going to be the ring. But I guess... You work for the news. If Camilla died in the next half an hour, would that be the lead story, or would the engagement still be the lead story
and bump
Camilla down to story
Camilla two? Camilla isn't very popular, remember?
Yeah.
And Prince Harry really is.
So...
It's still a massive deal because it would be sudden and in what circumstances.
You're right.
I think we should ponder this.
I'm going to say mysterious circumstances because,
that,
you know,
then
I'm not
even
saying,
more
I'm not saying Meghan really wants that ring and that she'd do anything to get it. I'm just saying that it's a possibility.
Yeah, John, no. Stop it.
All right. Anyway, Alex Dibble will... But ask Alex. He's down there. He'll probably know.
He won't know.
He'll know.
He'll make up an answer.
Alex Dibble will be talking to us from outside Kensington Palace for no real reason very shortly. Victoria, thank you very much.
It's okay, John.
Victoria will be back in 25 minutes' time with today's headline hijack, your chance to make up some stories. Get them to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. And then Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
We'll say the news, but it will also say your news lie to the nation as though it were true. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's the Full Set Breakfast asking you the big questions of the day, which Carol Malone always manages to answer. For example, Carol, which great opponent of Cartesian dualism insisted there was no difference between the extended and the unextended consciousness?
Don't be stupid.
Thank you very much indeed. That's me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone, the double act with two straight people only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6.
It was, in fact, Henri Bergson.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a very good afternoon to you. And if you you are just, you know, I don't know, waking up or something, the news is that Prince Harry has become engaged to the American divorcee, Wallis Simpson. And the news has been greeted by with tabloid editors everywhere, just sort of going, this is brilliant. Her name's real name's Markle, and that rhymes with sparkle. And that's what rings do. This is going to be great. You can already hear them planning it for tomorrow morning's front pages. But ahead of the front pages, right at the cutting edge of the news as the news actually happens, is, of course, Talk Radio's very own Alex Dibble, who joins us now from outside Kensington Palace. Hello, Alex Dibble.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hello there. So, tell us about the crowds outside Kensington Palace.
Well, there are dozens of people outside Kensington Palace.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it on the television now.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
There are more than 8 people. I don't know what TV you're looking at. There are more than 8 people, but there are not many more than 8 people. And we are waiting, of course, for Prince Harry and Meghan Sparkle to come out of Kensington Palace and pose for some photographs. Now, at the moment, we don't actually know whether they're going to be in front of the cameras here or whether they're going to go into a sort of more secretive garden of Kensington Palace estate, which is about 50 yards away. So we're trying to guess, and we think it might be in the next sort of hour and a half. So it's all very exciting.
Now, we're watching on the news. It's on television.
ITV
here,
News.
ITV News, right? So near you, presumably, is there a TV camera with ITV News written on it?
There are lots of TV cameras with different things written on it.
The statue.
There's a white statue.
Victoria, is that Queen Victoria on that white statue?
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you walk to the statue?
Walk in front of it.
Walk in front of that statue now, because then we'll see you on the news.
Quickly.
Behind the
map. Well, I can't do it right away, because I'm actually behind all the TV cameras. And by the way, this is fantastic radio.
Come on, Alex.
No, it will. Everyone's watching along at home.
Come on, Alex.
But before I do that, I've got to navigate through. I was standing in a field, which is, you know, fine, until I realised that it was full of goose poo. Because there's a lake behind.
Does the Queen own all goose like she does all swan?
Oh no! We lost
it. Walking in front of the statues in the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
You're on BBC now. You're not on ITV.
You're on BBC
News.
Okay.
Oh right, fine. Well then, this is fine. I'm walking in front of the statue right now.
We can't see you.
Yeah. There you are. There he is.
There's Alex Dibble on BBC One.
Alex Dibble.
Keep walking, Dibble. Stop. Oh, you just walked past.
No, you walked past.
Go back. This is great, right?
Oh no.
The camera's moved.
Go behind Lizzo Mazimba.
This is so exciting.
John, this is ridiculous radio.
but it's making really good telly, because you're on. Go back. Come on. Alex Dibble there. Live for Talk Radio.
I'm getting as excited for this.
There he is. There's Alex Dibble. Yeah. Stop, Alex. Alex, stop.
Why are you doing this?
Stop there. No, go back. Stop now. Oh, he's just walked off screen.
I got more excited for that than when I saw Ian enter the jungle.
Yes, so did I. I got more excited than that than this whole world.
No, he stopped there. We can see you. You're right behind.
Speak to us now, Alex. Alex, you got you back to the camera. Speak to us now.
Well, I think they're going to be in that garden over there where I'm pointing right now.
Yep.
That's going to be where they do their photos. And this is going to be where they live, of course,
which is the building
I'm pointing at.
Yeah. You've just gone off screen. Can you walk back the way you came? Just walk slowly back the way you came. If you're watching BBC One, this is simulcasting at its very best.
I think it's BBC News at the moment we're on.
There you go. Look towards that camera and give us a wave. See the camera in front, just to your left?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't. There are so many of them.
Yeah, but if you wave now.
Just wave at
Lizzo. Take one step back. Wave now. One step back.
There you go.
No, you're behind his head.
Just behind Lizzo's head.
No, okay. And again, yes. Wave now.
Wait.
There he is. I think this is the best royal coverage anyone's doing anywhere. Alex Dibble there. So what time are they? I mean, we're just killing time till they come out, really, aren't we, Alex? There's nothing else to do.
What? This is going to be a long, long interview if we kill time until they come out.
Is there any indication as to what time they might do this?
Well, I heard rumours it's going to be about 2, but then I heard maybe 2.30, 2.45, so right. I'm not entirely sure.
Well,
but also, of course, you're in a nice warm studio. It is freezing here,
yes.
Absolutely freezing,
yes,
and which also makes it a lot more difficult for us than me to keep standing around and writing out voices on my phone and sending them back to Victoria for her news.
Yeah.
But also, it means that what are they going to be wearing when they come out to do their photos? Because, you know, she's going to have to be wrapping up warm, Meghan Markle. Otherwise, yeah. She's not going to survive out here for more than a couple of minutes.
And if she's got gloves on, that's going to take away the whole ring thing, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Have you been talking to anybody down there, Alex? And who have you been talking to?
I've been speaking to many people, one of which was the town crier, Mr. Tony Appleton, that you heard in Victoria's News. He was a bit of a character. He said that Prince Harry was a bit of a party boy, but he's been tamed by a woman from the United States. He sounded a bit like, what's his name?
Stanley Johnson.
Well, no, the actor.
Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed, he sounded a bit like him. He was a very good laugh. And then I've also been speaking to some Americans. Of course, America is a big part of this story because Meghan Markle is American.
Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome for that cutting edge insight. And I was speaking to Americans. This guy is from Maryland. Here's what he had to say about the royal engagement. Ooh.
I make lives. Nothing of it.
Sorry?
I don't make anything of it, so I would probably not be a good person to ask.
Do you want to?
I don't know who she is. I barely know. Is this the redhead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so. In British words, good on him, or whatever.
So, yeah. But the States is now marrying into the British royal family. How do you feel about that?
Great. Good stuff. Good news.
I love that they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he asked, is Prince Harry the redhead guy? I think that gives you a full indication of what many Americans feel about Britain as a whole and also our royal family, the monarchy.
Yeah.
So people don't really care.
I think, Alex, you might agree. You have to say this because you're part of the machine, as indeed am I. But, you know, I think the media care about this. I don't think most people actually really do. Do you think that's fair?
Judging
by the not many people at Kensington Palace as well.
Well, bear in mind, it is freezing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if this was in the middle of the summer, I think there'd be far more people down here. But let's not... So you're saying people don't care. Let's see what happens when they get married. Because remember what happened when Will and Kate got married? There were like a million people on the streets of London. And I think there could be just as many for Prince Harry. So I think that would be interesting.
Alex,
interesting to see.
Stay with us. Not now. I mean, go away. Get some warmth. Then come back because we are going to be talking to you throughout the afternoon, especially, of course, once that announcement starts to happen, we're going to be coming over to you to find out, you know, exactly what you make of the ring from the distance away you are. and so on and so forth. Alex Dibble is down at Kensington Palace for no real reason, apart from the fact that we've just had him walking backwards and forwards in front of the cameras on BBC One News. So we're, you know, that was a trick.
That was really exciting.
He waved at television for us
behind Lizo Mazimba, the BBC's Lizo, the unimportant news correspondent. Literally, whenever there's some unimportant news going on, they send Lizo Mazimba. I saw him at Glastonbury once.
There you go. But Lizo, what a double act, Lizo and Dibble. There as Dibble. If you were watching that BBC One, that was actually very funny. You're listening to Talk Radio. That's what you're listening to. It's our rule. Coverage, and I think ours is best. We'll be bringing it to you throughout the afternoon when things happen, if they ever come outside and wave. We'll see how cold they are and so on and so forth, as Alex was saying. We'll also be going through the papers next, and of course Elf Lyons, comedian Elf Lyons, joining us on the show after 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons
across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Williams, but this boiler needs replacing.
Oh, dear. What would you recommend?
Well, I see you've got a Bosch washing machine.
Yeah.
And a Bosch dishwasher.
Well, yeah, they've never let us down.
Exactly. Your home would suit a Green Star 29 CDI Classic perfectly. It could cut your heating bills. And it's been awarded a Best Buy from which? Worcester and Bosch. Same company, same great quality.
Get a boiler you can rely on this winter. Find your local Worcester Bosch installer today at worcester-bosch.co.uk.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2TB kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF Recruitment now.
This week at John Lewis, we've got a range of fantastic offers across the store, including 15% off selected beauty, 20% off selected furniture, and offers on your favourite electrical brands. And with the John Lewis price promise, you'll never pay more than you should, because we match our high street competitors' prices every day of the year. Terms apply. See in store or online for details.
Mom?
Yes, love?
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
stand on your own 2 feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Devon, there's delays towards Exeter on the A38 through Chudley Knighton. One lane is closed because of a vehicle fire. Looking very slow on the anti-clockwise M25 towards emergency repairs just after junction 27 for the M11. Two lanes are closed. Through Merthyr Tydfil, the A40-54 is closed northbound following a serious accident. And in Omagh, the A5 Great Northern Road is closed in both directions. A large piece of machinery needs to be recovered from the carriageway. I'm Joanna Adams.
Discover amazing Black Friday deals at Boots with half-price offers on Armani Shoe 50mm, now £24.50. Estee Lauder Revitalise and Refine, now £27.50. And the Mark Hill Salon Professional Dryer, now £29.99, plus much more. Hurry, offers end soon. Boots, let's feel good. Larger stores, subject to availability, ends November 30th.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 10 to 2 or thereabouts. Good afternoon. Welcome. You are joining us here on Talk Radio for your Monday afternoon's news-led entertainment. The news is that Prince Harry is to marry Wallis Simpson, the American divorcee, in spring next year, we think. That's broken today. Of course, it'll be all over tomorrow's newspapers. But the question as to what's in today's newspapers, we will address momentarily as we go into the diversity paper review. Before that, though, yes, Prince Harry and Meghan. Yes, volcanoes. Yes. Sort of fallen away the
place. It was
Anton Deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a slow news day, wasn't it, before the
cricket?
Quite fortunate with this engagement, otherwise we would have
had nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Safety, Brexit fears. Anyway, the news is all quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. We're here to help, as you know. And we do that, of course, by analysing current affairs using short-form Oriental verse. That's right, 5, 7 and 5, that's the syllables. It's the news in haikus. New revolution. Neri show called The Hurting starts tonight on Day.
What? Well, that's 7 p.m. Weekdays.
Whoa! That's
Jake Yap. Is his show?
Just look. A clip show starting on Dave isn't news. I mean, that more or less happens every day anyway.
News.
So why you can't just plug? That's not a
big news.
That's not news. You can't. It's the news in haikus, not a
it
show.
News.
Cornelius has written a couple of jokes for in haikus, plugging. Is it? That's not. If I wanted to talk to you about it, I'll interview you about it, or something. Oh. If you want to plug the actual show, like we normally do. Elf Lyons is coming in a minute. Mm. She's got something to plug. That's going to be an interview dressed up as an interview. You know, there's no pretense to it, but if you know, we can interview you about.
There's not much to say about a clip show, is there?
No, well, that's precisely my point. So it's not really worth mentioning in the poetry, is it?
Well, fine. Next time.
So new, go back to the news in haikus, really. That's right.
Okay. Well, how about we do an extra one at 2?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Just after 2, I'll write a haiku.
Let's get
the news.
Extra news news haiku. Yeah, to make up for that one, really.
Sure.
That was just a waste. That's just plugging.
Fine.
Great. All right, that's on the way. But now, of course, it's time to go through the newspapers. All of which seem a little out of date now, due to the fact that the news agenda has massively changed in the last few hours due to the royal thing. But it doesn't matter. We still need to know what's going on. And look at that. There's a European migrant here. Hi, Feddy.
Hi, John.
It's a diversity paper review each day. The paper's gone through by a different diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, as you know. And Feddy is from
Italy.
That's right. So what? Before all this royal stuff happened, what had you spotted?
Well, actually, you'd be surprised to know that the Daily Mirror on page 13, so today's edition of the Daily Mirror, had sort of predicted what was going on.
Yes, I mean, it was a story last week a bit, wasn't it? The Mail got very excited. As we were talking to Katie Nicol there, the correspondent, she said that there were rumours going around. Everyone was expecting it last Thursday initially.
Yes, and then the Mirror actually expected it for tomorrow. The title says, a snap royal engagement, Harry and Meghan set for Tuesday announcement, just like William and Kate.
Right, so they got that day wrong as well. So
they got that wrong.
Is it a snap engagement? Like a snap? Do they have to be every 5 years engagements, like selections, unless one's called early?
Yeah. No, it's like Snapchat, is that they get engaged, but they'll disappear within about 20 minutes or something. So we engage for a bit, and then it will just disappear.
We should do that. How long do you think the marriage will last?
Yeah, we could take a
short.
Well, you want to wish them well, right? You want to wish
them. Well, the thing is, they want this to be a really modern marriage.
Yeah,
most of which end in divorce.
Yeah, that's statistically speaking, I think that's probably true. Yeah, and let's face it, Charles, you know, had terrible marriage problems, didn't he?
Yeah,
and then Camilla was the third person in the. You know, the royal history of marriages isn't spectacular. Let's be honest.
Do let us know.
Poor old King Henry VIII. He had to start a whole church in order to get married loads of times, didn't he?
If anything, it would be irresponsible to not ask how long do you think this will last, because they all end.
Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's the number, John? Give it out.
03444991000.
Yeah, and text?
87, no. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with how long you think the royal marriage will last.
There we go.
This one.
So the mirror sort of got the day wrong, but what was there? Have they got anything else right, Freddie?
Well, something that probably needs to be updated now, because they had some betting odds. So some people were had the betting odds at 4-1 for a wedding in July, and 9-2 for a wedding in June. Not too sure how it is now.
Well, it's spring. So spring is what? Sort of April.
March, April, May. So they got that wrong too. Yeah. Sorry, Miro.
Okay.
I'm now looking at page 23 of The Times, and there is an interesting story. I personally don't drive. I'm trying to get my driver's license.
Okay. Mm.
But I do know that I would be really careful where I park.
Yes.
And apparently I need to be extremely careful if I want to park in London, because there is a record parking profit for councils, especially in London, with a nationwide profit of 819 million. Just
for one council?
No. The whole country.
Oh, right. I'm going to say, what?
The whole country. But this amount has risen 10% over the past 12 months. And this is just the amount that you make for parking fines.
It's quite a lot, isn't it? And the critics would say that it's a license to, you know, like account the whole parking fine parking system is just a license to print money.
Yeah. And the council that earn more money with this was the Council of Westminster in central London, with 73.2 million over the past 12 months.
Mm.
That's quite a lot of money.
They should spend this money on car parks, on building places to park.
Yeah, how would you do that in London, in built-up London?
Build it up even higher.
It's a multi-story car park. Multi-story car park.
It's about 15 minutes to get to the top.
All right. Well.
Or just freeze a Thames and park on that. As I've
concrete over the Thames.
Yeah.
Concrete over the Thames. That
we
could
don't
become,
really need it as a shipping lane anymore.
That could become a superhighway, straight through the middle of London, easing pressure on the M25.
If you look at it aerially, it would cut across the M25 and look like the Tube logo.
Yes, exactly.
Which would, you know, really be great for branding.
Yes, it would. So that is a great idea. Turn the River Thames into a motorway. Just fill it with concrete. The water's already there. Just put sand in and concrete.
Yes.
I think that's how you make concrete. I don't know. I've never made any, but I think that's how it works. And then it just becomes a major road through the middle of London, easing congestion. Freddie, you've solved the great crisis.
I'm a genius. I'm a genius. Officially a genius. Yeah. Let's end on a nice, fun story.
Very quickly.
Apparently, more and more people are buying toys or gifts for their pets at Christmas. So there is an interesting spread in page 26 and 27 of The Sun about this, with the funniest
gifts. Well, what do you buy?
Well, I bought my dog an advent calendar.
Why? It can't open the doors.
I'll open it for
the
her.
Windows. That's,
or flaps. Doors, windows, or flaps?
Doors.
Okay.
Windows.
Flaps. The dogs do not have a poseable thumb. Does the dog sit and wait as you open the window?
I'm sure she will.
I mean, so.
She knows treats are in there.
Does it start to.
Also, they can't eat the chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
Dogs can't eat. Yeah, you're right. Interesting. Freddie, thank you very much indeed for coming in and learning through the papers for us.
Thank you, John.
Diversity paper review, reminders of yours.
I'm Italian, so European.
Thank you very much. A European migrant there, bringing us the roundup of the papers. Now, headline hijack on the way. Even though the news agenda has changed, because Harry and Meghan are going to appear live shortly at Kensington Palace to, we imagine, show off her ring. We look forward to that. Alex Dibble is down there for us. We will be going to him to find out what's going on. But there's a small matter of headline hijack. Making up a news story for inclusion in the bulletin. So made up news, please. Somebody's got to have made a story up to confuse the people listening to this. Cornelius, who's made it up today?
Michael.
Michael is in...
Manchester.
Manchester. Michael's in Manchester. Congratulations, Michael. Your made-up news lie is in the forthcoming news. After that, we'll talk to Elf Lyons, award-winning comedian, who's here to flog something. PR dressed up as an interview on the way next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
American Golf's Black Friday deals are now on, with at least 10% off all clubs and more amazing offers, like the TaylorMade M1 at its lowest price ever of £299.99, saving £150. Nike RZN balls, half price at £9.99 a dozen. And Ping trousers, half price at just £24.99. Black Friday deals must end Tuesday the 28th of November, so visit your local store or americangolf.co.uk.
I'm the founder and creator of Weekend Box Club. We create activity boxes for children every weekend.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing startups, just like Weekend Box Club.
Knowing the business is on the right track financially helps me to focus on what I'm really passionate about, finding creative ways for young people to grow and learn.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
From office equipment to fuel, what if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got Victorian four-panel internal oak doors for only £59.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, or just after, we are expecting Harry and Meghan to appear live. We'll be going to Alex Dibble as soon as we can. We are seeing them now walking. They're walking. Two human being people are walking now out of a gate. The news of their two humans, a man, a woman, one ginger, one not, walking out of a gate. We'll get to that. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, another royal wedding. Harry and Meghan due to get married in the spring and tourists stranded in Bali.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and actress Meghan Markle are getting married in spring next year. The fifth in line to the throne proposed to the American actress in London earlier this month. These people at Kensington Palace have been telling Talk Radio what they make of the engagement.
I think it's really good news to hear that he's engaged. We're really pleased.
She's not from any sort of high standing or aristocracy. I guess that's quite refreshing for royalty, isn't it?
In British words, good on him, or whatever.
Prince Charles says he's thrilled. The Prime Minister has wished them great happiness for the future, while Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has sent his congratulations.
I wish them well, hope they have a great time and great fun together. And having met Harry a couple of times, I'm sure they're going to have a great deal of fun together.
Royal commentator Katie Nicholas told Talk Radio there had been some signs an announcement was imminent.
They're not going to be speaking to the Archbishop of Canterbury unless there's going to be a wedding, and now we know there isn't. It's going to be in the spring. We're still not quite sure when, and that's interesting because it's going to be a busy spring because, of course, we've got baby Cambridge number 3 on the way in April.
The couple are just making their first appearance since the engagement became public right now at Kensington Palace. In other news, UK tourists in Bali are being urged to avoid exclusion zones as the alert for a volcano has been raised to the highest level. Thousands of people on the island have been told to leave their homes as clouds of ash spew from Mount Argung. Flowers and balloons have been left and candles lit at the site of a crash which killed 5 people in Leeds. One message to 2 young brothers who are 12 and 15 reads, "Two beautiful boys taken too soon." Investigators have been back there this morning after a stolen Renault Clio collided with a tree on Saturday evening. Two 15-year-olds are in custody. And parts of Scotland could dip to minus 10 this week as an icy blast sweeps over the UK. The Met Office says England and Wales could see minus 8 by Thursday night.
Minus 8?
Yes. Wow. Very cold.
Right. Look, Alex Dibble is live now at the Kensington Palace, and we're going to go to him for no real reason, but he's there for us. Alex, can you hear me?
I can, John, yeah.
A man and a lady just walked out of a gate. It's big news. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that was Prince Harry. That was the guy. And the lady was Meghan Markle. And they just came out for their photographs. There were loads and loads of photographers waiting in this special garden in Kensington Palace. And I was part of the crowds that saw them come out. Meghan Markle dressed in white and Harry in a sort of dark blue suit, and they walked down about 50 yards and to cheers from the crowds. They then turned into this secluded part of the garden where they took the photographs that you'll no doubt see on the front pages of all the papers and probably online this afternoon as well. And then they slowly made their way back. It was only a couple of minutes appearance, and they put their arms around each other as well as they sort of wandered back.
That's disgusting. What sort of example
Gross.
Is that to set? Ah, it's horrible.
It's this American PDA that's coming over.
Dibble, did you see the ring?
I didn't see the ring, but I saw
afforded a ring.
There is one. There is one. Yeah.
Well, Alex didn't see it.
He was probably far away.
Yeah, I was too far away to see the ring.
Yeah.
But I was probably only about 20 yards away from Harry and Meghan as they walked back away from the photographers. They looked very happy, very nice. They sort of, Harry was waving to the crowds.
Yeah.
They got a hip hip hooray as well from everyone. So it was all very nice.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they had to say?
I don't think they said anything.
Yes,
I think they
did. I could see on the telly.
Yeah, they're speaking.
Well, no, then definitely I didn't. No.
Sorry, so you didn't get an interview?
I didn't get an interview, I'm afraid. Oh, no.
Disappointing. And also, by the way, that was a good opportunity for you to walk in the background of that shot as well. Mm. And then you'd be on the front pages of the papers tomorrow with the royal couple, Alex, and that would have been quite nice.
You might have seen me jumping up and down as if I was on a trampoline behind the hedge behind them.
There we go. That's.
I'm so happy.
Do you have to stay there longer, Alex, or do you get to come back now? Because I know it's freezing cold.
It is freezing cold. I've no idea. I need to speak to Victoria.
Is he going to leave him? Leave him down there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep him there.
I mean, there's no reason.
I'm in charge.
There's no reason to, Victoria, because nothing's going to happen. But it's just quite funny that he's got to stand there all afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are some royal experts that I was planning on speaking to.
Yeah, maybe do that.
Yeah, do that. That's fine. Yeah, all good.
Yeah,
yeah. Alex Dibble there, down at Kensington Palace for no reason really. Anyway, a man and a lady have walked through a garden and waved a bit. That's the news. That's the breaking live news this afternoon here on Talk Radio. And now here's Pete. Are you going to do the weather? Do we do the weather?
No. I don't know. I mean, I've got it here.
I dropped it.
You have no power.
The weather's back.
So I'm doing it. A mix of sunshine and showers for many. Snow is lightly in northern hills, feeling especially windy in the north and west. Cool with highs of 11 degrees. Don't have a tantrum, Cornelius.
I communicated it to everyone on this team.
And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. It's understood that Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku will face no action for his alleged kick at Brighton's Gaetan Bong during Saturday's game between the two sides. West Brom assistant head coach Gary Megson says he has absolutely no idea whether Alan Pardew would be a decent choice to become the club's new boss. The former Newcastle and Crystal Palace manager has confirmed he's held talks to succeed Tony Pulis. Alex McLeish has claimed he's had no contact with Rangers despite one bookmaker suspending betting on him becoming the club's new manager. It's been 4.5 weeks since Pedro Caixinha was sacked. Joe Root says there are reasons to be positive despite England's 10-wicket defeat in the first Ashes test. Australia got the 56 runs they needed in under an hour this morning to take a 1-0 series lead. And in rugby union, Wales forward Ross Moriarty will leave Gloucester at the end of the season. Under new rules, Moriarty would be ineligible for international selection unless he returns to Wales. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And at 3:30 this afternoon, the Association of Fire Marshals are warning that the fire alarms across the country will be tested. The annual Grand Fire Alarm takes place every year and can reportedly be heard from Calais.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news. Alex Dibble with live coverage of a man and a lady in a garden, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. Let's crack on with the show.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Mischief.
All right, still to come on the programme. Then before it stops at about 4 o'clock, here's what you're going to get in your ears. You're going to get a game of band or drone. There is a new law coming in that says if you own a drone, I mean, not a military one necessarily, but, you know, one you get from Maplin's. If you own a drone of any kind, then you're going to have to take drone driving lessons. That's going to be a new law because drones are dangerous to flying traffic. So we're going to be playing band or drone before the afternoon is out. If you'd like to have a go at that, 03444991000. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Our work experience, Jack, will be reviewing the television for you. We tell him it's, you know, a leg up into the industry. That's a lie. He's only here because we don't have to pay him. And we have been out over the weekend shoving microphones into the faces of drunk people to ask them their opinions on the week's news. It is a feature we call Alco Vox Pops. It is on the way later. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Before we bring you hot guest action, well, bonus haiku. What a great day. It's a day when a couple and a thing in a garden with a ring and a thing. Right, so to celebrate, what better way to analyse that in depth? I mean, we could get a royal correspondent or we could do some poetry about it, as we have been doing this afternoon. But there's other news. There's other news going on. It's not the only news. There's other news. And how do we analyse news on this programme? The obvious way, by drilling down into it. And when you do that, of course, what do you end up with? Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus.
Divina marriage. Ends. She must be hurting, which starts tonight on day.
All right, okay, all right. No,
7
look.
p.m.
No, look, right, look.
The hurting. Stop it. Look. Tonight on day, 7 p.m. Right, Jake, yeah.
I told you double this. Bill. I told you this earlier, right?
So that was about the news.
I'm going to explain this to. Hi, Elf.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
It's really nice to have you in.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Elf Lyons is with us. Let me just explain what happened there, right? So tonight on Dave.
Yep.
Right, Cornelius here.
Cornelius, hello.
Hi.
Has written some lame jokes for a new show.
Don't know what jokes they are.
On Dave. And he's just, and he keeps trying to plug it. And then, it's called The Hurting. So he just tried to disguise that within a reference to Davina McCall's sad marriage breakup.
Right, okay.
Which I think is low, frankly. But I'm just bringing you up to speed on the level.
I had syllables to use up, so I didn't know how else to use them up.
Anyway, it's not about you, it's about Elf Lyons. Before we bring you No Word of a Lie, once again, PR dressed up as an interview. That's how it works, that's what it is.
Pluggity plug, plug,
yeah,
plug.
That's how it is. So, yeah, lovely to see you, as I say.
Lovely to see you, too.
So let's get it out of the way, first of all.
Let's get the plugging out of the way, and then we can talk about fun old things.
Flog whatever you need to flog. Flog it now.
Floggity flog. Well, I have got a bed that I need to set. No.
Yeah.
Jokes. I'm doing my show at the Soho Theatre.
Yes.
Swan, which is my one-woman production of Swan Lake in an hour in French-ish, which last time I saw you, we both agreed it was a very silly idea.
Yes, we did.
And it is still a silly idea, but it's also... No, it's just still a silly idea.
But a very successful silly idea.
It's been a successful silly idea.
I'm sure I predicted that at the time.
Yeah, you've totally said that.
I'm sure. So look, because then we're in Edinburgh with it, obviously, and so on and so forth. So how did it all go? Because again, I don't think it's a difficult sell. I think one woman doing Swan Lake in French-ish.
I mean, it's the most fringe you can get in some ways.
It really is.
All the props I found, you know, in a bin or bought online when I was drunk, trying to make them tax deductible. And I utilised the audience in any way I can. It was just a great month. Every single day I got to do the silliest show in the world.
Yeah.
And I had a really amazing technician called Ellie who would throw me off by adding in sound effects which weren't meant to be there. So she'd suddenly throw in a werewolf soundtrack or the sound of tsunami.
Yes.
And it's really exciting now because I've got a really cool technician for the Soho run and we're getting to do, like, we've got a haze machine and we're going to do strobe lights and it's all this really exciting stuff.
It's like
stuff.
Pink Floyd in concert.
Yeah, I feel like a mini balletic Pink Floyd. Yeah.
Right. For those that don't know how you do it and how the, you know, if you go, okay, so it's a one-woman Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we get for our money? What's you mentioned the spectacle of the haze and the strobe lights, but, you know, in terms of the ballet itself.
Well, c'est très important to utilise votre imagination dans le spectacle. So in it, I'm dressed as a parrot.
Yeah.
I turn into a shark. I turn into a crocodile. There's a suitcase that turns into a mother. There are mops that become birds. There's party poppers. There's 45 to 55 bras. There's a rendition of Fever by Peggy Lee. Azealia Banks is in it.
I'll be honest, you had me at crocodile, so that's fine.
It's good. It's basically I look at ballet. I always used to get kicked out of ballet for being very naughty. And I think Swan Lake is a really interesting story. And I thought, I just like the simple idea of doing a quest on stage and not making it, you know, because there's such this idea like the dead dad show or these sort of narrative arcs in comedy. And I thought, well, I just want to do ballet.
Yeah.
And why not?
And why the hell not?
Why can't you be silly?
Once the Swan is done, there are plenty more ballets.
There are so many more ballets.
You know, where do you go next?
Well, actually, the next show is going to be a one-woman production of every Stephen King book. So that's the new show.
Really?
So at the moment, and I'm going to try, and I've got a loop pedal, and I'm getting a step pad, and I'm going to take up the electric guitar, because I really like the sort of punk. I've been listening to a lot of the Slits and all this sort of music. And I'm like, how can I utilise music more? Because I use loads of music in Swan. Like Nick Cave music is in it. Nimi Kibaj by Jacques Brel. Use Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy from WWE Wrestling in it. So I like getting inspiration from lots of different tangents. And I mean, Swan was very mime based and there was lots of clowning and mucking about and being, it's very physical.
Yeah.
And so now I'm really interested in sound.
Right.
How can you, the link between horror and comedy? And also, I think there's something fantastic about Stephen King, and he's a big fan of haikus as well.
Yeah.
I've got one of his haikus tattooed, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about
your hair is winter fire, January embers. My heart burns there too. From It.
Very good.
There you go.
All right, stay with us, because we're not going to end it there. We've got to take traffic and travel. That's kind of
very
thing
important
we have to do. I mean, you know, I don't want to stop you. It's not my fault. We just got to do it.
Okay, I understand.
All
it's
right,
fine.
Bear
it's
with
fine.
Us. All right, well, we'll be talking more. Ballet, Stephen King, haikus in tattoo form. Next on Talk Radio, Elf Lyons is with us. It's Talk Radio, and now Chloe will press a button and things will happen.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
I know who designed Princess Di's wedding dress. I know who phoned home. I know how to do a silly walk. And I know which part of the room you should never put baby in. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
emergency. Which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
The 7-year itch. It's a real thing. The feeling that there's something better out there. Well, I'll let you in on a secret. There is. Under the Nissan Switch scheme, trade in your pre-2010 registered car and we'll give you up to £6,000 deposit contribution towards a Nissan X-Trail or up to £5,000 towards a Nissan Qashqai at 4.49% APR representative. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. Available on X-Trail, Techna and Qashqai N-Connector diesel models only. While stocks last, retail customers only, Nissan Finance. Subject to status, participating dealers, T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Kent, where the A2 Jubilee Way in Dover is closed at the Eastern Docks roundabout for accident investigation work. There's queues on the anti-clockwise M25 towards 27 for the M11, where two lanes are out for emergency repairs. No change as you head towards Exeter on the A38 through Chudleigh Knighton. It's down to one lane after a vehicle fire, so very slow. Two lanes are closed on the M5 in Gloucestershire South near Junction 13 for Stroud because of a vehicle fire. And in Omagh, the A5 Great Northern Road is closed both ways because of a shed load. I'm Joanna Adams.
Look, our lowest ever Black Tag prices on hundreds of products at Currys PC World. See them in store or look online. With up to 30% off Canon cameras, you'll soon get the picture. Save up to £60 on smart home technology with great offers from Google, Nest, Amazon and more. Plus 10% off the mark price on built-in appliances from top brands like Neff, Bosch and Hotpoint. Look at that. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. Elf Lyons is with us, and we've just been talking during the break there. And now, word for word, we have to now repeat all of that, I think, because it was quite interesting. We started off, you were talking about the show you're doing at the moment, which is Swan.
Yeah.
Which is, and I, but last time we spoke as well, I made much of the likening of you to an animal.
Giraffe limbed
is exactly which is absolutely true. And you've been waving your giraffe style limbs around here in the studio,
yeah, knocking things left, right,
which we've
and
been you know, quite enjoying. But how is that going? I can see how that would work swan like and ballet like. But I want to talk more about Stephen King.
Yes,
because I'm a big Stephen King fan,
oh.
And I, you know, read probably, I don't think I'd read them in order, but certainly when I was a kid, I probably read The Shining first,
mm-hmm.
And then I kind of went back to Carrie, and then, yep, you know, and then sort of then I probably went through. In the order they were written. And the reason for doing that, if you haven't read Stephen King, that you have to, because there are so many in references
because they're all based around Maine and Castle Rock.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I quite like reading things out of order, because then it's, you know, like an Easter egg in a DVD. You sort of come back to one. Like,
yeah,
when you read Misery, there are references to The Shining in that.
Yeah.
And there's one character who makes appearances in multiple books under different pseudonyms. And I really like discovering things back to front.
There's an excellent sequence in, I don't think this is a spoiler, but you know that one he wrote a few years ago about the assassination of JFK?
I haven't read that.
I think it's called, I think it was the date, 22/11/63, mm-hmm, whatever it was. The premise is a man finds a time wormhole in a diner and goes back to the time, but he goes back before that. Anyway, he goes back to the 1950s originally, and then you see the plot from It through his eyes,
yeah,
as a stranger. And then if you go back and look at It, read It, the character that's in this book that was written years later is in the background of one of the scenes in It. And you go, did he plan that even then? Like, however many years ago? That was going to... The plotting is so dense.
He's got this amazing thing as well. He says he doesn't carry a notebook because if it's a good idea, it'll stay. And I think that's so true because I don't... For Swan, I didn't have a notebook. Well, saying that, I think it was a good idea. But I didn't have a notebook for Swan because my view was if I thought it was funny and if it was good and it was worth it, it would come back to me again.
That's very bold. I can never do that.
Because I think sometimes you waste time writing loads of ideas down, which actually you just churn out ideas and the good ones stick and the bad ones, you know. Yeah. Evaporate. And also he talks about how he doesn't plan, he writes, and he just writes and sees where it goes, which I really like about Stephen King books, because at the beginning there tends to be this, you know, setup and you go, oh, he knows what he's gonna do, and then three quarters of the way through you realize he does not have any idea what he's gonna do. So at the end of Gerald's Game, completely, I won't reveal, but you read that and you go, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Same with Dr. Sleep, which is the sequel to The Shining, which is a great, which is horrifying as well.
Yeah.
And actually, in some ways, an ode to AA. It's an ode to quitting alcohol. Because that's the thing, he's so, I think of the way he writes about children as well. And actually, about the scariest things in his novels tend to be adults. And it is a beautiful examination of the psychology of children and the abuse that adults put on children. It's really...
We were talking about this as well. While he is very highly rated, he's underrated in terms of great literature.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the great American writers. I mean, properly up there, as far as I'm
concerned. Totally. And on writing is one of the best assessments of how to write I think I've ever come across. But there's that snobbery, isn't there, about looking at literature or even music. This idea the moment something becomes popular, it clearly doesn't have proper artistic value. But if you're getting people to read... Brilliant.
Not a bad thing at all. How the hell are you going to do all the works of Stephen King in form of a show then?
So one of the versions that I do at the moment, this is the idea. So what I do is I buy loads of props and I just come on stage and I explain what the idea is and I try it out. So Carrie at the moment, Carrie is Rage Against the Machine Killing in the Name Of.
Right, good.
And I've got loads of tampons and party poppers.
Yeah, I can see how those two would go together.
Party poppers that then turn into tampons, and tampons that are actually party poppers. And I've got some blood,
there's a lot of that in Carrie.
There's a lot of that. A toy dog that flips over is being utilised quite efficiently in Cujo. I can do quite a good dog impression, which I'm sort of working on for my dog transformation. The Shining, I've got lots of red balloons, obviously, for it. Yeah. I'm going to turn into Pennywise the Clown. There's lots of little bits and pieces. And also, at one point, I am going to, handcuff myself to something. And I'm going to try and do a get out, you know, break out of the box Harry Houdini.
So this is escapology you're doing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I
is
like...
Is there anything you can't do, Al?
I like... Well, it's not that I can do these things. It's just I want to try.
Yeah.
So why not? And so that's the thing. I was reading Viv Albertine's memoir about the slits the other day, and she was talking about how she just bought an electric guitar even though she couldn't play. And everyone looked down on her in the shop. And she thought, no, I want to play an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And I really like that ethos, because I think comedy can be as punk as the punk era was, because you only get good at comedy through just doing it. You don't practice in your room, you just go out.
You have to go and do it in front of an audience. Because it's very different, because doing it in front of a crowd is when it comes alive. That's what comedy is, isn't
it? And that
anarchy
and that complete mess. And I love that feeling of every day of going, I don't know what's going to happen. And that's really fun, because you get to really share it with the audience.
Do you think comedy then, because I love your ethic and your ethos of doing it like that, but I think that's very few and far between nowadays, because it's all very, you know, it's all very polished. What was the alternative comedy back in the day is now the mainstream anyway, of course. So it comes full circle, doesn't it, in a way? Because now there has to be something else. The punk element has to creep back in, because now it's all stadiums and shiny Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, it really depends on how I think you make, or how you view comedy as a product, because I mean, in Edinburgh, you're providing a product, you are the product, and you know, it's like the complete epitome of the capitalist idea, Edinburgh. Yeah. You know, people buy into you, you perform, you give them something that they want, you make them laugh, like, you know, purchase return. And so I have this ethos, if I'm doing a gig where it's, you know, paid money, you know, and the audience, a Friday night, they've saved up to come and see you, I'm not going to come on stage and just take the mic. If that's a new material night, fine, or it's a scratch night, or if I've hired the space and it's pay what you want, whatever, then cool, we can experiment together. But I make sure that what I'm giving is a good product. And I think that can inherently be a deterrent towards creating really interesting art. I know that sounds that might sound mildly pretentious, but
only in a good way.
Yeah, but it's about viewing what you're trying to do. Short 10-minute sets, a 1-hour show. So I like creating a theatre. Like, I do comedy, but I want it to be. I don't see why it can't be beautiful. I don't see why it can't be of real value that an audience can see and go, "Wow, I've never seen anything like that."
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I think the idea of, you know, a person comes on stage, tells jokes down microphone is fair enough. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of that around.
Yeah, if it makes you happy and if it's what you do. Because, I mean,
fine,
I can't... I mean, I don't enjoy writing set-up punchline jokes.
Yeah.
I enjoy non-sequiturs and I build routines through giving a quest. So, you know, the idea of, okay, how do I... I'm going to do Swan Lake, but I can't do ballet. Okay, that's already funny.
That's a good start.
Okay, I'm going to do ballet, but I can't speak French. I'm going to do it in French. So that limitation creates comedy through trying to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It makes an entire sense. It makes even more sense if you see it.
Yeah, it's so lovely getting to do that show every day. I get to have a nice time. I get to be happy.
Reminders of the date of the Soho Theatre.
So it opens tomorrow.
Yep.
Until Saturday.
In London,
at the Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
In Soho.
Yeah.
And it starts at 9.
Yes.
And you can book a ticket online.
Yes, you can.
Which I advise.
Yeah.
Because it's good to plan ahead. And you can sit on the front row if you prefer. Because if you do, you will prevent my mother from sitting on the front row. And I'd really appreciate that.
Just sort of buy several seats and lie across them so your mum can't
sit down. Yeah, joyously, like that guy at Rush Hour. There's always that one guy who lies across all the seats. You're like, who are you?
Yeah.
But yes, and it's a fiery, fun, silly, happy, ridiculous, sexy show.
There it is. And we look forward to the Stephen King one.
Yeah.
Of course. But I've got to ask you, out of all of the novels, what's do you have a favourite, Stephen?
Yeah, Misery.
Misery. Yeah, Misery, I think a lot of people would say that.
It's my favourite love story.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Right. Good. All right, then. Elf Lines, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having
Always
me.
A pleasure to see you. That's then Soho Theatre. That's from tomorrow through to Saturday, online, etc., 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 what she said. Right, in the next bit of this programme, we will be bringing you a work experience punditry. Jack is going to be going through some television for you. There's the big debate at 3. We'll be talking to drunk people about the news in Alco Vox Pops before the afternoon is out. But with the very latest, I'm sure, on two people in a garden who've come out and had their photograph taken. One of them's ginger, one of them's not. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
American actress Meghan Markle says she feels so happy to be engaged to Prince Harry. The couple have made their first public appearance since news of the wedding next spring was revealed this morning. Sunday Express royal editor Camilla Tominey says when the pair first started dating in summer 2016, it came as a surprise to some.
She was very Googleable, so in that respect, the notion of an American princess seemed quite surprising. On the other hand, at the time, Prince Harry was being described as the world's most eligible bachelor, so to see this girl, Meghan Markle, very, very glamorous with her own very interesting backstory, kind of made sense.
Town crier Tony Appleton, who's at Kensington Palace, has told Talk Radio they make a fantastic couple.
I think they'll be great. I think it's all going to blow off for us now, big time, you know. It's all going to make us happy. It's going to bring us closer to America than we've ever been before. And I think there's 21st century, and Harry's been a bit of a wild boy, and all of a sudden, the wild boy's been tamed!
It's been revealed Prince Harry designed the engagement ring, which features diamonds, from his late mother Princess Diana's personal collection. In other news, the government is urging UK tourists in Bali to contact their travel companies as the alert for a volcano which is spewing ash has been raised to the highest level. Virgin Holidays says it's contacted a small number of its customers in the region. And the owner of British Airways has reportedly bought Monarch's runway slots at Gatwick Airport in a multi-million pound deal. IAG secured them after administrators for the collapsed airline won a legal battle over their sale. The weather, a mix of sunshine and showers for many. Snow is likely in northern hills, feeling especially windy in the north and west, and cold with highs of 11 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Yes, indeed there is, and there's more news in 1 hour. Of course, we shouldn't skimp over that, because Victoria has today's edition of Bonus News.
Are we doing a special?
No.
Okay, fine.
On what?
I don't know.
Right, no. Today's bonus news, regular listeners know, it goes animal, vegetable, mineral, in that order, consecutive days, because that covers everything off, and two-minute bulletins aren't enough time to do that. So it's extra, and today it's
vegetable
news. So if it's happening in the world of vegetables, then you get to hear about it here in an hour's time. Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Good. Right, what are we doing next? Oh, that's right, Work Experience Punditry on the way. Your television, rounded up and reviewed by our Work Experience Jack.
Marriage, true love. Andrew, you, Stanley Peregrine, Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, here we are. Look, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And as you know, we have a review section on this programme. We do music, we do film, we do hipster nonsense, we do kind of technical gadgety stuff. But what links them all is that they're done by our work experience, different work experience. Each day we have a lot of work experience. Is the reason for that is, of course, if you employ them consecutively, you have to actually call that a job and give them money. That's the law. So there are ways around that. There are loopholes, which means you just don't get them in consecutively. Jack's here today. Again, he thinks this is a leg up into the industry. He's sadly mistaken. It's just that he's free. And he's going to be looking at television for us today. But, I guess we could start with one. I guess we could start... Squeeze one in before the travel... On this, the happiest of all days, when a man is holding hands with a lady in a garden all over the television. Happy Engagement Day, Jack. Happy Engagement Day.
Happy Engagement Day to you,
thank
of course.
You. Yeah. I imagine you're thrilled, along with the rest of us. A ginger man is going to procreate.
Yeah, quivering with excitement.
Yeah, that's right. He's Prince Harry's got engaged to his girlfriend Wallis Simpson, the American divorcee, and she's not got ginger hair. And that's royal protocol, of course. Two gingers cannot be allowed to marry. That goes back centuries. That's just not royals. That's just generally because if two gingers get married and then do have children, the children are born with cloven hooves. Have to be kept in a walled garden. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll turn to television now, and because Jack's got some. What tat have you been watching this week?
Oh, well, you're in for a treat, tat-wise. Stage School, E4, right? This is a structured reality series, but the twist is that the cast are all about 18 or younger and at the D&B Academy of Performing Arts in Bromley. I'm calling it a love child between TOWIE and High School Musical, and yes, it has all the genetic deformities that you might expect. it somehow manages to combine the horrors of child acting, a brain-dead TOWIE-inspired lexicon, and the repugnant naked ambition of X-Factor-style wannabes. And I'm not sure whether I enjoyed it despite all those contributing factors or because of them. This is tough one. I mean, episode 30 of series 2 is the last of the series, centred around the end-of-term prom, in which there are several performances from the pupils. I must warn you, this is not for the faint-hearted, OK? You'll need a brass ring piece to handle the levels of cringe flying around in this show. I have one due to my wealth of experience in daytime TV in general tat. Yeah. Others might not be so immune. As far as the end of prom ensemble performance is concerned, I actually think that it was extremely irresponsible of Channel 4 to broadcast something so offensive. So offensive that I wouldn't be surprised if there were some vigilante attacks on the D&B Academy of Performing Arts, because between the faux American accents, the excruciating jazz hands, and the nuclear strength cheesiness, I was left wanting blood.
I think that kind of sums it up quite well, actually. Yeah, I would ask you, and this is a ridiculous question because there isn't one, I realise, but what's the point of it?
I guess to get a younger audience in watching E4, get them started early. I guess is their process.
And will possible. These people go on to be TOWIE? I mean, is it that's the career path?
Well, no, because they're singers and dancers and actors. And so I suppose if someone's flings you a TV gig at the age of 14 or whatever you are, then you're probably going to take it. Ill-advisedly, I think, probably for most of them. But you know, they meet agents and stuff, and some of them like get interest from recording. What labels and stuff. So who knows? It could all turn up trumps for these kids, but my instinct has got to be on the negative, frankly.
Yeah. Is it the one in Bromley? Is that the one that Mick Jagger's got something to do with. Have I made that up?
I've never heard of this school.
Because you're from Bromley. Your parents own Bromley, and no, it's surrounding...
No, it's actually more the Downham way, which is...
Is that near you?
No.
I know Jack lives in South East London as well.
Kidbrook. Good. Yeah. Keeping Kidbrook tidy since 2001.
Near the interchange. So
I've never heard of this. I've heard of Bromley College. Yeah. I didn't know Mick Jagger had anything to do with Bromley.
Mick Jagger might be Gravesend. What? I might have made that
he's
up.
More well, Dartford, Dartford way. He's Dartford.
He's from Dartford.
There's a school called?
I don't know what the D&B stands for. It's just D&B Academy.
D and B.
But, Academy of Performing Arts. There was a couple... when this first aired last year in September, there was a 2,000-strong petition to get it off the airwaves. But I think that was more to do with the misrepresentation of drama school rather than the actual quality of the programming.
Right. But it didn't work, obviously. Sadly not. I mean, you have to get... Is it 10,000 signatures to take to Downing Street?
No, I think it's like 150K or something.
Is it? I don't know. But either way...
It's about 100,000, I think.
I haven't seen this programme, and I never will.
Mm.
But I feel like I've lived a bit of it through you.
Of course.
That was enough,
yeah.
if I'm honest. Are there any particularly standout people we need to be aware of to avoid? I mean, they're not tabloid fodder yet, presumably.
No, not just yet, no.
Because the rest of these reconstructed reality programmes, like Reconstituted Meat, are often, they fall into the tabloids, don't they, very quickly? And is this because of their sort of young age, maybe? They haven't quite made it
yet? Yeah, they're not yet falling out of West End bars with dubious partners on their arm yet. But we'll see. Maybe we'd just like to shout out Pia, who's in the girl band that's on the show. She might be... the devil incarnate. I'm not sure.
Right.
It's possible. We'll see.
All right. Well, it's what's it called again? Stage School.
Stage School E4.
Stage School E4. Jack's been watching that rubbish. As he does week in, week out on your behalf. Anyway, look, what we're going to be talking about next after the traffic control.
I think we're going to go to the Hurting.
For God's sake.
The new vehicle on Dave.
What? Well, again, so... Right, this is a
new TV show starting tonight at 7. Why wouldn't we review it?
Well, it's kind of just abusing your position, isn't it? Because at the end of the day...
Jack chose it independently.
Well, I do feel like the integrity of my TV reviews has been compromised slightly. Yeah. Because
Did Cornelius tell you to review the television programme that Cornelius has written some jokes for?
There may have been a couple of words in the ear. There may or may not have been. I couldn't speculate.
We'll find out what you think of... I mean, I've seen the trailer. I've seen enough. We'll find out what you made of it after the traffic and travel on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show, tomorrow night from 7, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion, Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success, tomorrow night from 7, on The James Whale Show, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we could stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No. I never done that.
Ha ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton-plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techna.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techna-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Kent Ware Jubilee Way, the A2 in Dover, remains closed near the Eastern Docks roundabout. That's both ways for accident investigation work. Earlier, repairs on the anti-clockwise M25 means it's still looking quite busy towards 27 for the M11. Queues towards Exeter on the A38 through Chudley Knighton. One lane's closed because of a vehicle fire. A similar problem causing delays on the M5 in Gloucestershire south near junction 13 for Stroud, where one lane's closed. And West Yorkshire's northbound M1 busy because of a shed load around junction 42 for Lofthouse, a lane out there. I'm Jarena Adams.
Look, our lowest ever Black Tag prices on hundreds of products at Currys PC World. See in store or online and save 40% off selected audio products from top brands like Bose, Beats and Sony. The more you look, the more great deals you'll find. Save £50 on a Samsung Galaxy tablet and get McAfee Internet Security worth £79 included. There's up to 10% off Samsung washing machines and fridge freezers. See for yourself. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Dead of Night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
Zach Commando.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee.
Yes, great.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon, if you want. And you join us, of course, on the very happy day where Prince Harry has become engaged to the American divorcee, Wallis Simpson. It does mean, of course, that if Prince Harry becomes king, he will have to abdicate. That's the news this afternoon that you are waking up to if you are a student. So, 3:15, we are talking television. Before that, though, there's a lot going on in the news apart from the engagement. There's a volcano in Bali that has trapped tourists. They've closed the airport in Bali, of course, due to the ash cloud that is coming from that volcano. An eruption is imminent, they think, and evacuated various towns in the vicinity.
So apparently it's affected the water there, the Bali water. Yep. So yep. Robinsons aren't sure what Robinson's to do. I mean, that's what makes it cloudy, yep, the ash.
So there's a lot going on in the news. It's already complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, that's all right, because we're here to help. And the way we analyse the news on this programme is by taking it and, exposing it, really, full frontal, to Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Volcano could kill thousands, but who cares? There's a royal wedding on.
The news in haikus. All right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And we're talking television with our work experience, Jack. We were talking about stage school just before that. It's an E4 monstrosity. young people are singing and are dancing like the kids from Fame.
Yeah.
Meets TOWIE. It sounds horrific, but what we didn't do was bring you a clip of it. Let's rectify that now. This is stage school on E4.
Just go a bit crazy for once in your lifetime, Alex.
When people think of Alex, what do they think of?
Oh, at the moment, they just think I'm boring.
No one wants to be vanilla. You want to be chocolate fab.
Are you excited about prom?
I mean, I'm going to show everyone what she's missing. I'm taking another girl.
Do you want to go prom with me?
I mean, I'm going to have to say no.
I mean, I know you've had a pretty hard time, but I don't mind going prom with you as mates.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right, give me a cuddle.
We have organised for one of the best vocal coaches in the country to work with you.
This is not scheduled for you.
We've got a really important meeting with the talent scout.
So have we.
This industry is really tough. There's a lot of people that want to get to the top. And the people that I would like to take forward are...
Yeah, well, that tells us a lot, doesn't it? How many of these have you seen?
I saw a couple about a month ago, and I was like, I should definitely review that, because it's exactly the kind of tat that I excel in reviewing.
Yeah.
But I had a late one. I've been a big weekend, so I just chucked it on,
and there it was. Okay, well, what else have you been watching?
Been watching The Hurting, which is premiering tonight at 7 p.m. on Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's a clip show, very much in this tradition of you've been framed, I guess. But, you know, people getting hurt, a lot of the Segway action going on, people falling off Segways,
it's the internet distilled down.
Yeah. But it's, put into half an hour. Is it half an hour? Yeah.
Yeah, two half an hour double bills every night. Oh, okay. No, one half an hour. One double bill of two half an hour episodes each evening from 7 till 8.
Yeah, expertly narrated by Jake Yap, who's does a very good job.
Yeah, he does a show on here, of course, on Sundays. Jake Yap. There. Well, let's have a clip. Have we got a clip of it?
Yeah,
we do.
I mean, have we got a clip of the largely visual program, The Hurting, because it's people falling off things?
This is the trailer.
All right, here we go then.
Hi there, I'm Jake Yap, and I've got a new show coming to Dave. It's called The Hurting. Welcome to The Hurting, we're afraid the bad news is that everybody in the show ends up covered in bruises. It's a clip show, because who doesn't feel better watching other people falling over? But I've done my best to make it classy. I'm not going to lie to you, it's been quite an intense few months working on this project.
You have to pay the toll to the troll, yes. Otherwise, he'll grind your bones into flour.
And I may have got a little tired and emotional in places.
I'm not being socialised, OK? Like, if I was a budgie, I'd have torn my feathers out by now.
OK, fine. The whole show is basically chronicling one man's descent into total emotional collapse. From the 27th of November, it's on 5 nights a week with a double bill from 7. Brand new and exclusive to Dave. Is that all right?
He's taken all the credit there, hasn't he, though?
Well, it's his show.
I mean, you did work. I mean, you wrote all the funny jokes. You told me. You said
you're making this up.
No, I'm not. You said
I didn't write any of what was in that.
No. Well, you said off air that
you're just making this up.
I am not. You told both me and Jack, didn't he, Jack?
Yes, he did.
That you wrote all the funny bits of the programme and that Jake's contribution was minimal. That's your word, minimal.
I did not.
And you said he didn't do justice to the material, reading it out, you said. And you said, and actually, he'd ruined it.
They
were your words.
I didn't say any
of this. And Jake, in response there, just took all the glory himself, even though, you know, you said that you wrote 95% of it. And that Jake just turned up on the day, drunk a lot of the time, and just phoned it in. That's what you said.
That is a lie.
That's what you said. So
you liar.
From 7 o'clock there tonight. So what did you make of it, Jack?
You can't really say no to a bit of foolish people falling off segways and stuff. You know?
Do you have to sit around looking at the internet to find all the clips? How did it work? What was
no,
the process?
This is it's an American buy-in, this show, so it already existed.
So you haven't
even
done any work, really? You've just taken a clip someone else found?
Well, sorry, do you think that me and Jake sat down in a room and wrote down a sketch
that was
where
the impression
people fell off a Segway?
That's the impression that we got from that trailer,
and
wasn't
then,
it?
Yeah, and then if you could just fall over now,
no,
you think
I mean,
we
you,
directed
I,
the clips?
No, I think I would expect you'd have gone onto the internet to find the clips, but now you're telling me you didn't even do that.
It's a show that already existed in America, so we've re-recorded the voiceover, and Jake's put a lot of effort and music into it.
Yeah,
I wrote a couple of the gags.
You said most of them, but okay,
it's a
lie. Say that now out loud on the radio.
And hey, do watch it.
What'd you make of it, Jack?
Yeah, no, like I said, you know, it's clips. It's clips. It's fine. Stop having a go at him.
I'm not having a go at him. I'm just feel sorry for him because
it's
Jake's,
on page 33
Jake's,
of the Mirror today. Actually,
Jake's stolen all of the
featured.
Is it? What does it say?
It says, laughing at other people's misfortune. What a wonderful way to while away the time. But judging by the fact you've been watching, you've been framed endlessly since 1990, you'll probably enjoy this remorseless video clip. Expect the usual, but if you like... Oh, I'm just trying to edit this down to the good bits.
Right, what is it? Read one of the bad bits.
Jake Yap. It's just boring bits. Jake Yap quips... This is the equivalent of a wet lunch. It's not what you wanted, but it's what you got.
Hmm. Did you write that?
No.
Oh, okay. You said you did. You said before that you wrote
no,
that.
No, I would have wrote, this is the equivalent of a wet lunch. Soup.
It's going to be great. It's tonight. It's from 7. It is. I've seen some of it. It's funny. It's from 7 o'clock. On Dave, and it is Cornelius is right, it's a double bill each and every day this week, I believe, at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You must be getting paid a fortune. All those repeat fees, Con. Wow!
Well, there's no repeat.
You must have negotiated that, really.
Put it on Series Link and make sure there's a lot of space because there's 40 episodes.
There we go.
Series.
There we go.
I have seen every video there is of people falling off Segways. Everyone. I've seen them.
Hang on. I was in a video where I fell off a Segway once. Is that in the programme?
Possibly.
Which I genuinely did. And it was filmed.
Really?
I think so.
Was it uploaded to the internet?
Yeah, it was.
Was it around then?
Yeah, it was on... it was in Belfast.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't think so. I would have recognised you and emailed you.
You might have done, yeah. Anyway, that's The Hurting. And it's... what are we going to end on? What are we going to...
We're ending on Trump, An American Dream. It's on Channel 4. So far, there's been three instalments of this four-part series, each more compelling than the last. It's quite easy to think of daft old nutcase when we think of Donald Trump, but what's actually difficult to think about is the man of the 80s and the 90s, and to build a genuine understanding of his story. It's really good. In episode 3, we join him at 1990, when the breakdown of his marriage to Ivana is being played out daily in the New York tabloids, and the Taj Mahal casino he built in Atlantic City is about to go under, amongst others. But we see how Trump manipulated the media, who were on his case 24/7 in this period, scrutinising his finances. Trump sued one of the experts defaming him, in inverted commas, for $250 million. Then he dropped the lawsuit on the condition that this expert keep his trap shut, and then asked to meet the guy, told him to leave his current job, and come work for him. So it's just about, Trump's, forecasting Trump's rise through to being the president.
So we've got a clip of him.
Yeah,
we've got a clip. All right, let's take a quick clip of that, and then, you know, questions.
Donald Trump is running short of cash. Four major New York banks have been negotiating directly with Trump and may force him to sell key properties. Trump insisted his investments remain excellent values. He is confident that he and his bankers will work things out. But there is a problem.
Benji, what's going on?
I signed on to work for Trump just as the women and children were being led to the lifeboats on the Titanic.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Everybody was petrified and they thought the ship would go under.
All right, find out, Lou, okay? Thanks, Lou.
Trump was now more than $3 billion
Jack,
in debt.
How are you?
For the banks, he was becoming too big to fail.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite interesting. I mean, Trump's had an interesting life, even before the presidency thing, really, his head, of course. He was a big saviour of, or a big advocate of, wrestling.
Yeah,
as well,
he's been on wrestling shows.
Yeah, quite a few times.
The part of the success, I think, of WWF is down to him.
Yeah,
because he was just at the time.
He poured money in it with friend Vince McMahon, who still runs it.
Yeah. So there's quite interesting stuff in Trump's life, that all of which is a bit mad. He's just tweeted, you were just saying.
This is another good one. 3 minutes ago, he has tweeted this, and I'll read it verbatim. I'll try. We should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN and not including Fox, is the most dishonest, corrupt and or distorted in its political coverage of your favourite president, brackets me. They are all bad. Winner to receive the fake news trophy.
Brackets me. That's the bit I like.
I know. Your favourite president. Just so you're aware, that is me.
Yeah, I mean, that's no one's favourite president apart from his.
Nuts.
Yeah. So what does the programme give you an element of... I mean, does it suggest what was to come?
Well, yeah, I mean, so the fourth one, the last one, that's coming out Thursday, 9 p.m, Channel 4. So we're only 3 out of 4. But yeah, and probably what was most fascinating was going, there was the talking heads being, you know, his long-standing friends who gave a bit more insight into what kind of a bloke he is. And obviously it's not difficult to imagine what kind of a bloke he is.
Yeah.
One person saying, he's a nice guy, he came across very nice, but you could always tell there was just something missing. There's something missing, probably empathy or, you know, compassion, I'd have thought, but yeah.
Jack, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
For bringing us a Telly Roundup. Stage School, The Hurting, which is tonight on Dave at 7. And that thing with Trump in it, Channel 4. So that's Jack, Work Experience Punditry. That is the end of that bit. You're back, presumably, Jack, when you've watched something else that's terrible.
Yeah, I'd have thought so, yeah.
All right, great. Right, next bit of the programme. The Big Debate at 3. Drunk people canvass their opinion on the week's news. That's Alco Vox Pops. And because of that new law that's coming in that says you can't fly a drone, quite possibly, without having drone flying lessons, we're going to play band or drone. It's all before 4. And, of course, we'll be continuing to celebrate the engagement of a man and a lady. Prince Harry and the American divorcee, Wallace Simpson, have become engaged. And I'm sure we'll be partying long into the night. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
I started Cocofina. This allowed me to bring passion and balance back into my life.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing companies, just like Cocofina.
We needed a partner that knows as much about finances as we know about coconuts.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Hi there, I'm in Somerset to speak to Andy about how taking payments with Square has helped his business.
I'm Andy and I run a small shop and cafe called Wookie Hub in Somerset. There's no cash machines or banks anywhere near the hub, so the customers expect to be able to pay by card.
So you see, Square offers a simple way to accept all major cards and in turn keep your customers happy. Get up to £1,000 in free card transactions for your first 180 days when you sign up at square.com/trysquare. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Victoria Bourne with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Prince Harry is getting married with a wedding set for early next year.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have made their first public appearance as an engaged couple. The royal told reporters at Kensington Palace as they posed for the cameras he knew the American actress was the one as soon as they met. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's there.
They both smiled and waved to the crowds as they came out, Harry in a dark blue suit and Meghan in a white coat. She said she was very happy to be engaged to the prince, who told the media he was over the moon. They said the story of how he proposed, though, will have to wait. Meghan showed off her engagement ring too, which Kensington Palace confirmed Harry designed himself using two diamonds that belonged to his mother, Diana. They walked away with arms round each other to cheers from the public here.
They're due to get married in spring next year. Royal photographer Arthur Edwards has told Talk Radio her life is going to completely change.
I think she's given up an awful lot. You know, she's coming to live here and be a member of the royal family because she's going to feel pretty closed in. And, you know, once you're in the royal family, especially if you're a wife of one of the sort of most popular members of the royal, probably the most popular, Prince Harry, you know, she's going to certainly get a lot of attention.
In other news, 100,000 people have been ordered to leave part of Bali as a volcano is expected to erupt. Many tourists are stranded as the island's only airport has been closed. Theresa May says no agreement can be made on the future of the border with Ireland until post-Brexit trade is arranged. The Irish government has said talks can't move on unless clarity on the crossing with Northern Ireland is finalised. And it's thought Cyber Monday could beat Black Friday to become Britain's biggest shopping day this year. More than 20 million of us are expected to go bargain hunting online today.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the great news of when a man has walked into a garden wearing a coat with a suit and a lady in a coat, and they've held hands, and it's great news, isn't it? Great.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Great synopsis there, John.
Yep. I should be a royal correspondent. I don't know why they've not asked. Anyway, Victoria with us in half an hour's time, and she will be bringing us today's edition of Bonus News, because you'll have noticed that news was about 2 minutes long or something.
2 minutes, 4 seconds once I've done the weather.
2 minutes, 4 seconds once she's done the weather, yeah. And that's not long enough to get everything in, so we have to bring you Bonus News, and today we bring you vegetable news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, you'll hear about it. Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So a mix of sunshine and showers for many. Snow is lightly in northern hills and feeling especially windy in the north and west. Cold with highs of 11 degrees.
And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku is waiting to find out if he'll face a retrospective violent conduct charge from the FA. Footage appears to show the Belgian international kicking out at Brighton defender Gaëtan Bong during Saturday's Premier League win. If Lukaku's charged and found guilty, he would miss the Manchester derby. A major bookmaker has suspended betting on Alex McLeish returning to manage Rangers. He's the current favourite to take the vacant role. In the Sky Bet Championship, there's a West London derby taking place tonight. QPR take on Brentford at Loftus Road. England cricket head coach Trevor Bayliss says no disciplinary action will be taken against Johnny Bairstow following his apparent headbutt on Australia's Cameron Bancroft. The incident from a month ago came to light during England's 10-wicket first Ashes test defeat in Brisbane. And Wales Rugby Union forward Ross Moriarty will leave Gloucester at the end of the season. It's not yet been revealed where he'll move to, but it's expected he'll head to the Dragons in the Pro 14. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Pete Abbott, there. And later on the programme, drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. Also, of course, our very own Ian Lee continues to be in a jungle camp, which is actually just the garden of a hotel masquerading as a jungle. We'll be talking a little bit about the latest of that. We're only interested in it because Ian's in there, otherwise we'd probably ignore it. But, you know, it seems worth talking about for that reason and that reason alone. Plus, we've got a game of band or drone on the programme before 4 o'clock. Big debates on the way next, though.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As someone once said, let the bells ring out for Christmas. But also, as of today, let the bells ring out for Prince Harry as his engagement to Wallis Simpson has been announced. Spring 2018, spring next year is the date, we understand, so, and they've been together about, what, 18 months or something, maybe? And that's fair enough. It takes that long to... That's the earliest they could probably get the wedding. It takes, you know, booking the disco. Wedding DJs tend to get booked up for that. You know, spring 2018, well, it's 6 months away, maybe, 4, 5, 6 months away. And that is a risk, of course, given the age of the Queen and Prince Philip, but... You know, weddings are expensive, and you need to save up, and the Queen probably needs a bit of notice to get that money out of her immoral offshore account in the Cayman Islands to pay for it. Plus, as we've been learning, given Harry's reputation for partying, it's going to take a while to organise the stag night. I mean, there aren't many Nazi uniforms in the fancy dress shop. You've got to book that out. You know, in case Paul Hollywood's borrowed it that day to go to a party. Yeah, a couple of months ago, Paul Hollywood, Nazi uniform, do you remember? Yeah, remember that? Yeah. It's just me, come on. Come on, I'm not wrapping you in cotton wool. On the line, listening to the words I've just said, is Matthew. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Hi, John.
How are you, Matthew? You well?
I'm a bit angry, frankly, John.
Good, well, I'm glad. I didn't really hear what you said, but fine. Now, look, you heard me say the word cotton wool there, and that's why you've called in, isn't it? You called in very quickly, because I only just said it. What's your problem with cotton wool, exactly?
Well, I think it's a symptom of our weakness as a culture.
Right.
I think it's just, even as packing stuff, I think it's weak. And I'm tired of it, John. I'm tired of this generation. But like you're saying, getting wrapped up in cotton wool.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I've got you on speed dial. I thought I'd call in.
Yeah, and you're right to do so, because you know we'll take your thoughts and issues at any point. Your problem with cotton wool, here's my problem with cotton wool. I mean, I'm going to remain vaguely impartial, but it's like you're calling it cotton wool, right? It can't be both of those things, right?
Because cotton
is cotton. And wool is wool. So you can't have cotton wool. Like when you go to a bar in the summer and say, do you want a plastic glass? And you go, no. It's either plastic or it's glass. It can't be both. It's like that for me, cotton wool. Let me stay there, Matthew. I want to bring Dominic in because he's an apologist for the muck. Dominic, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, so you're an apologist for this muck, this cotton muck. It's neither cotton nor wool, Dominic. What do you say to that?
But you are completely wrong. It is not neither. It is, in fact, both. My family have been mining cotton wool for absolutely years. We have stumbled across a local reserve down the road. It's about 42 hectares.
Yeah.
Underground meadows, as far as the eye can see, full of cotton wool. It's an incredible fabric. It's incredible.
Well, in what sense is it incredible? I mean, what possible, you know, I mean, it's why?
Well, we started by mining nylon polyester, another... hybrid of two fabrics, and that one didn't really go down well. People couldn't cry into it, but cotton wool, you're able to cry with it a lot easier, and you're able to, you know, dab. You can do the dab a lot easier with cotton wool.
I see. So it's about that. So it's about helping people. You're saying that I know you're calling for, I'm just looking at the notes from our research here, you're calling for more cotton wool, but you're saying that then, by extension, would mean more people would cry, and that, you say, is a good thing. That's a reasonable, more...
Oh, God. Definitely.
Because
it's 2017, people need to know that it's all right to cry, you know?
And this is, as you've told our research again, you've said, because if they cry into buckets, that could be water sent to Africa.
Wow, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, tell me I'm wrong.
So if you cry into cotton wool, it would soak it up, you could then wring it out into someone who hasn't got water into their
literally
mouth.
Literally into a flask, into one of those flasks
flask.
You get in the supermarket and you ship it over. It's perfect.
All right.
It'd save the world.
All right, Matthew, come back in on this, because there are then advantages to cotton wool, of course. We know people binge on it. That's a danger, isn't it? You know, people on a Friday, you can't go into a town centre these days on Friday without seeing people binging. The after effects, really. People who've binged on cotton wool. It's a problem.
I've had experience with this, John, if you don't mind my cutting in. I've eaten so much cotton wool in my life.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what's wrong with it. It comes apart in your mouth, it gets stuck in your throat, you end up coughing up like a cat with an air ball.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's bad for you. And you get hooked on it, and the youth is getting hooked on cotton wool. And there's people like Dominic here who are putting it out on the streets.
I'm sorry, I just want to jump in. I never actually told anyone to eat it. You give it to the rabbits to eat, but you don't give it to anyone else to eat.
That's true.
What am I supposed to do with it, John? What am I supposed to do with it, Dominic?
Well, the answer is interesting you mentioned rabbits, because when a rabbit, as you know, eats, you know, if you force feed cotton wool to a rabbit. And this is it's cruel. I mean, they do it in France, don't they? As you know, they get a rabbit and they put a funnel in its beak, and they push cotton wool down into its guts, don't they, to fatten it up, like with a goose and foie gras, and that makes the rabbit fat, and then so you know, and more tasty because French people like to eat. And then when a rabbit has a poo, the first bit of cotton wool comes out as cotton wool. It looks like a little tail, doesn't it? Little cottony tail. But, of course, we know it's not. It's a bit of cotton wool that then blocks their anus. And then the rabbit gets fat and explodes, and French people just eat that. So,
yes.
And that's cruel, Dominic, though.
Not quite. Christmas dinner's amazing round ours. Our stuffed rabbit. You need to come round and try. It's
well, no,
fine.
I don't think we do, because there's a whole Matthew here.
Honestly, there's a table set for you. Don't knock it till you try it.
No, Dominic. Matthew represents a group of people who think stuffing cotton wool into rabbits is cruel. And I'm inclined to agree with him. Matthew, just answer, how many cotton wool, Matthew? Can you just put a number on that for me? Put a number on it, Matthew.
Zero.
Right, you're saying zero.
Zero cotton wool, John.
Okay. Dominic, just do the same for me. Put a number on cotton wool.
Well, I just think zero is very unrealistic. I would definitely say two.
Two,
easily.
Right. Okay, well, that's interesting, because you're saying two cotton wool, you're saying zero cotton wool. In that case, what do you make of the government's announcement last week in the budget that there will be 40,000 more cotton wool by 2018?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yes, but who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? I don't know how much cotton wool is, but it's not cheap, is it? You know, it costs. How do we collect cotton wool? You all know you were talking about the meadows. What do? You send a sheep running through where cotton wool grows, don't you? Sheep.
No, the sheep are very, very. They don't work. Hedgehogs work really well because it all sticks to them. So we use the hedgehogs nowadays. We used to have sheep, but they take the stock. So we just use the hedgehogs. It's all local. It's very nice. It's very forward thinking.
Okay, so it's giving. All right, Matthew, that's a fair point. Dominic's got a point there. Let's talk about that. It's giving work to hedgehogs. So you can't argue with that.
Well, listen, hedgehogs can be put to other uses. We always need something to pop up a living, don't we? There's no reason to send them rolling through cotton wool fields. I mean, frankly, that sounds a bit like, well, it sounds like indentured servitude to me, John.
Yeah. Well, in the sense, yeah, but what about the hedgehog industry?
What about the hedgehog industry? Do we really need hedgehogs? That's a different
debate. That is so offensive.
Yeah, that's probably a debate for another day, to be honest. I'll just write that down.
I'll come back for that one, because I think hedgehogs have got a problem and all.
Yeah,
I think they're obnoxious little arrogant twits.
Keep us on your speed dial for that. Let me ask you this question, right? Do you think cotton wool is represented enough in the workplace? I know the media as well. I mean, it's a big issue at the moment, isn't it? You know, the media is populated by people, and a lot of other people complain that other things aren't represented. It's a diversity issue, really. But, for instance, I'll give you an example. A bag of cotton wool has never presented Newsnight, right? Right? Or, I don't know, being the lead in a film. Okay, so should we be making more of an effort to put cotton wool on screen, Dominic?
Well, I'd say we're already there with representation in the media. I mean, there's a bag of cotton wool that presents this morning with Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually, isn't it, Matthew? It already happens.
That's cotton wool washing, that is.
Yeah.
It's just forcing it down our throat. It's tokenism. Cotton wool.
Well, it's forcing it down the rabbit's throat, and as we know that, the French do that. Apropos of another point, but I wonder if you've heard the phrase wrapped in cotton wool, which of course, you know, I suppose people who like cotton wool have to be because of their nature. But if you
Absolutely.
Wanted to, if you wanted to keep cotton wool safe, what would you wrap cotton wool in?
Well, we use bubble wrap.
You're saying bubble wrap?
Yeah.
So you bubble wrap cotton wool to keep cotton wool safe. But you wouldn't wrap cotton wool in cotton wool?
Well, no, because that's just detrimental to the cause. We've got to keep our stock good for our suppliers.
But then but the cotton wool in the middle would be fine, and then the cotton wool on the outside would take...
That's where the bubble wrap comes in.
Right. But would you wrap cotton wool in cotton wool and then bubble wrap, or just would you put bubble wrap around cotton wool?
Oh, no, you're just making things complicated. Just cotton wool, bit of a thing, barbed wire, hedgehogs, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, what would you do to keep bubble wrap safe? Would you wrap that in cotton wool? Would you take cotton wool, wrap it in bubble wrap, and then cotton wool?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the hedgehogs guard that, the ones that aren't good at picking the cotton wool in the first place. Right. We want to make sure every hedgehog is represented in our workplace, no matter what their ability and skill set
are.
Which
is giving work to hedgehogs, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Matthew, coming to the final point here, a barrel of cotton wool... the Chancellor put 5p on a litre of cotton wool in the budget. The barrel of cotton wool is now $150. It's useful, good for the world's economy. If you get rid of it, there could be a collapse in the cotton wool market. How's that going to affect Brexit, Matthew?
I think it's going to be dead simple, because after Brexit, we can just have bubble wrap. We'll just make bubble wrap. We don't have to import cotton wool anymore.
Right, so you just go...
I mean, really, I just want to replace cotton wool with bubble wrap.
All right. Which would the hedgehogs would burst? Look, it's an entirely different. I mean, we're taking the debate in a, you know, we're running out of time, so we need to bring this back another day. And this is fair enough. Dominic, can you sum the debate up for me in one word?
42 hectares.
Thank you, Matthew.
Choking.
Interesting, isn't it? What do you think about cotton wool? Do we need it? I mean, do you say balls to cotton wool? Do you say cotton wool balls? Or not? What would you wrap cotton wool in to keep it safe? Would you use bubble wrap or more cotton wool? Surely that would help the cotton wool industry. A lot to think about there, isn't there? But let us know what you do think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need cotton wool, really, in this day and age? Or should we just get rid of it and use and wrap that up in something... in knives or something. I don't know. We've got electrical pylons now and Colin the Caterpillar cakes. Why do we need cotton wool? Get in touch. Let us know. We'll take your thoughts. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's a big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
American Golf's Black Friday deals are now on, with at least 10% off all clubs and more amazing offers, like the TaylorMade M1 at its lowest price ever of £299.99, saving £150. Nike RZN balls, half price at £9.99 a dozen. And Ping trousers, half price at just £24.99. Black Friday deals must end Tuesday the 28th of November, so visit your local store or americangolf.co.uk.
The 7-year itch. It's a real thing. The feeling that there's something better out there. Well, I'll let you in on a secret. There is. Under the Nissan Switch scheme, trade in your pre-2010 registered car and we'll give you up to £6,000 deposit contribution towards a Nissan X-Trail or up to £5,000 towards a Nissan Qashqai at 4.49% APR representative. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. Available on X-Trail, Tekna and Qashqai N-Connector diesel models only. While stocks last, retail customers only, Nissan Finance. Subject to status, participating dealers, T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a
How
second
come that's
ago.
Gone up?
What's that about?
Oh, I didn't click too many tabs.
I didn't mean to remember what tab that was
blue
on.
So frustrating. Expired.
Ah,
I can't believe I've missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Cyber Monday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a shed load of steel pipes on the carriageways on the M1 northbound. That's at junction 42 for Lofthouse. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident on the M6. That's southbound between junction 9 and junction 8 around the M5. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to an accident with two cars involved on the M42. That's southbound between junction 6 for the airport and junction 5. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Kevin, did you open the kids' advent calendar again?
Sorry.
Keep everyone happy this Christmas with Mars and Nestle advent calendars, now 2 for £3. Another Christmas deal for you from the Co-op. 85 to 111 gram, individual price £2 to £3 each, cheapest item free, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 5th of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, if you're just joining us. Still to come, bonus news, of course, if it's happening in the world of vegetables today. This on this great engagement day when a man has got engaged to a lady and earlier they stood in a garden. Now, there's a lot going on, as you can imagine. Now, before that news broke, though, we went out onto the streets of I'm going to say London, because that was most convenient. To shove microphones over the weekend into the faces of drunk people. We do this. It's like the radio. You know when you hear people talking on the show? Alex Dibble was doing it earlier, shoving the microphone into faces of people at Kensington Palace and asking them if they were at all interested in the engagement of the man and the lady. And he spoke to an American couple who didn't even know who the man was and had never heard of him and weren't very interested in it at all, which I thought was quite funny. But that's what we do about the week's news, the previous week's news. We did it at the weekend. Drunk people, opinions, week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Hello, can I ask you some questions for the radio, please? Here's one of them. Talk Radio's very own Ian Lee has entered the I'm a Celebrity jungle. What do you think of him?
I think he's brilliant, and he'll have a great time with those rice and beans. Hopefully he'll be able to do some challenges so they can get some gourmet kangaroo.
I don't know who he is.
Big fan of him when I was a child. Then he went to Recent Radio, didn't know much about him from then on.
Man, Ian Lee, I haven't even heard of the guy.
Hashtag Black Friday matters. Why?
Well, there's a history month, there's a Friday now, so, like, you've got to... pretty much every day, let's just all celebrate every day.
No comment.
Well, they all matter. All Fridays matter.
I don't give a f*** about Black Friday. I'm going to try and spend... I spend enough money anyway. I'm going to try not to spend any money, even on Black Friday.
Robert Mugabe has been ousted as the president of Zimbabwe, replaced by his former vice president. Can you remember his name?
Craig Shankland.
Conor Maynard.
Mudingawa? Mugabe?
Man, I'm not even old enough, but I know it wasn't a coup, and it definitely wasn't a coup. That's all I know, it's not a coup.
let the people of Zimbabwe know it was not a coup.
Drunk people! Canvas for their opinion on the week's news. In this week's edition of Alco Vox Pop. So there was talk there of Ian Lee, of course. Our very own Ian Lee off of Night Times has gone in to the celebrity jungle with the cheeky Geordie scamps, Ant and Dec, to give them their full names, Antichrist and December. And they are there, aren't they, feeding their anuses to celebrities or something? That's what they do every day. And Ian's in there. Ian, I mean, he's over the weekend. He panicked during a trial, didn't he? There was a difficult trial.
Oh yeah, I think that was Friday's episode. I believe he had to do that Temple of Gloom trial, which was underwater sort of tunnel compartments thing.
Yeah,
but like, you know, I really like him, but he's a big lad, isn't he?
He's a big lad,
and it was a very tough trial for him because of that alone, and the fact it was underwater. Yeah. And yeah, I felt really bad because he got quite upset, didn't he? Have you seen?
I did see that, mate. Yeah, I did. And he and to be fair play to him, I think I would have. It was a difficult task that because you know he didn't even fit in the air pocket properly.
No, he's a big head.
He didn't fit in that. But you know, the good news is, you know, there's no chance of coming to any danger in reality, of course, because it's just in a hotel garden. So it's not even a jungle.
It's not in a hotel. Right, you think they filmed that in the swimming pool?
Well, here's the thing, right? So you've been watching it, right? Did you see it last night?
Yeah, with the live trial.
Yeah. Did you notice anything different, perhaps? Just a little bit different about the bit where the live trial was being held and the bit where the helicopter was. Did you notice anything different about those two places?
But they're different places.
Yes, but specifically.
No.
One looked like outside in reality, where the helicopter was. The other looked a little bit, I don't know, like a TV set, didn't it?
Yeah,
Did you notice that bit when one of them walked across, Amir, I think, walked across to have a python put round his neck, and the camera accidentally... You notice the camera shots are all very tight on that programme because they want to see foliage behind
them. Even though it's live television,
Did you see the wide shot that I don't think they meant to shoot?
No.
The wide shot of the camera followed Amir over to the part where the snake was, and behind the trees, you could clearly see there were no more trees. Now, if it's a jungle... There would be trees.
It's a clearing, though.
No,
Bush Tucker Trail clearing.
No, they were in the clearing. This was away from the clearing.
No, but you
behind
don't,
the set.
The clearing's bigger than you need.
Behind the plants that they bring in to show, pretend it's a jungle. So the pool that they had, that they go in, that he went in, Ian went in on Friday.
Yeah.
So you think they just turned up, do you? In a protected jungle and dug a concrete-lined swimming pool.
I know it's a TV set within the jungle, though, but it's not in the hotel.
Where do you think Ant and Dec are staying?
In a hotel, but they get
Didn't take
them
very long to walk there, do it?
They get driven there. Why do you know they walk there?
I've seen them walk down the path.
What, along that bridge?
Along the bridge.
Oh, idiot.
And then, but do you think that concrete lined pool, is they're just going to dig that in a jungle?
I don't know why we put aside to talk about the jungle. We're supposed to talk about Ian and how he's doing really well.
You know the hole
from last night? He was doing better yesterday.
You know the hole
Each time it just descends into you saying, oh, they're just in a hotel.
You know the hole from... No, they're not in a... They're in a hotel garden. You know the hole from last night? Right?
Beer cellar?
It's just a...
Is this the hotel's beer cellar? No, it's
just
not.
Dig concrete-lined holes in a jungle. And also...
Yes, you can.
You can't. It's protected. And jungles are protected. And also, by the way, why is it at night they've got all those lamps hanging up? There's no insect. You literally wouldn't be able to see, right, anything for insects flying around at lights in a real jungle. I've been in real... You don't see... That's not how it works. You'd be bitten to pieces. And also, the electricity required... To run all of the lights for your jungle thing trial last night you were talking about, right? It was all lit. There were flashing lights. There were screens. There's all the cameras. There's all the stuff. There's all electricity. Where's that coming from if it's not plugged in a hotel? Where's that coming from?
It's generators and
stuff. Oh, that's right, because I could hear those in the background. Quite noisy generators, aren't they?
Why are you so angry about this?
Because you won't believe me.
Jealous.
Yeah, he is. Is it because you're not on the show and you have the same agent as Ian?
That's right.
And you're still not on that show.
I'd like to
and Tony Blackburn's your agent as well, and he was on one of the first ones and won it. So your agent clearly has an in there.
Yeah.
He can just put anyone in.
Yeah.
And he hasn't chosen you.
Yeah.
You haven't got any TV work, have you? I have. I know what this is. I've got my Jake's show is starting, which I've written for this evening, 7 PM at Dave. Yeah, when any sort of success for television, all today you've been having a massive go at me and now Ian
and
the jungle.
Go at Ian, just the jungle.
And the jungle.
Yeah, it's not a jungle, it's a garden. It's a hotel garden.
It's the jungle, it's Springbok National Park.
It's essentially the sort of outdoor garden centre bit of B&Q where they film it.
What about?
They're not even in Australia. They film it.
Where's that filmed then?
They film that in the country, that's fine.
Well, why can't they do it in the jungle then?
Because it's not called Jungle File, is
no,
it?
No, but why can't ITV, the Celeb Jungle Show, do it in a jungle if Country File can film
in
the...
Because does John Craven have a great big load of electricity and sets and a hole in the floor? No.
Well, he still manages to do it without that.
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't look like that, does he? He looks like real.
Idiot.
Can I do the news?
Yep. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am...
jealous that you're not on telly.
We'll play Band or Drone next.
Talk Radio.
There's going to be another royal wedding.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announce the engagement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. God save the Queen!
Prince Harry said he was thrilled as he and Meghan Markle made their first appearance in public since revealing they're engaged this morning. They're due to tie the knot in spring next year after around 16 months together. Prince Charles was asked for his reaction while visiting Poundbury in Dorset.
Congratulations, sir. What do you think about the engagement?
Very kind. No, we're thrilled. Thank you so much. To both of them. I hope they'll be very happy indeed, is all I can say.
Elsewhere, families of six British men held in India on weapons charges for 4 years say their dreams had come true after they were acquitted. The former soldiers were arrested while working on a ship to combat piracy in the Indian Ocean. UK tourists stranded in Bali are being advised to contact their travel companies as an erupting volcano has forced the only international airport to close. A 6-mile exclusion zone has been set up around Mount Agung. And coursework could be removed from overall GCSE computer science grades due to concerns about widespread cheating. England's exams watchdog has found tasks and solutions have been posted online with some viewed thousands of times. The weather is staying windy this evening and overnight with some showers. Some will be wintry and hilly areas of northern and western parts of the UK. There's also a risk of some ice tonight with lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow stay dry and bright for many central and southern areas, but heavy showers are expected elsewhere with hill snow likely across the north. Windy and cold again with highs of just 7. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Yes,
because John can't hit a junction when he's on this station.
I mean, I can hit a junction.
Not on this station.
No, but I'd do that deliberately to annoy you.
I hate you.
I know. Right, Victoria's here. By the way, Kirk's just been on, listening to that, and says my relatives, actually, my Australian relatives, live quite close to where they do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this time. The jungle, in inverted commas, is literally just off a main road.
Well, that's fine, because...
Look where the hotel is. The hotel's just off the main road. It's a hotel garden.
It's nothing like that, you idiot.
Can I do vegetable news instead of listen to this?
Victoria's here. She's got the bonus
You're
news.
Vegetation news.
Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and so the time must be made up with animal, vegetable or mineral news. Today, vegetable news.
Thanks, John. An American vegetable exporter has donated 700 boxes of fresh veg to a food bank. So this is the company WP Rule, and they made them available in time for Thanksgiving, when usually they do it for Christmas. So disadvantaged families could use them for their traditional meal. Do you want to know what was in the boxes?
Yes.
Okay. So they say bagged leafy greens, beets, zucchini. I can translate. That's beetroot and courgette. Cabbage, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, green onions and leeks. Do you want to know what the rules said?
Yes.
They said they're thankful to have the ability to donate some of their leafy greens and other fresh veg to those in need. There you go.
Are you supposed to donate fresh vegetables to a food bank? Because I was under the understanding it has to be food that
this
can last
America,
a long time.
And they did it just for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would rot.
Yeah,
exactly.
There was a collection here the other day. And we're advised to bring pasta, biscuits and tinned goods.
Is this to feed the work experiences?
No.
What did you bring?
I bought in some cereal, some 2 tins of baked beans and...
Well, hang on a minute. Earlier on...
Some pasta.
Earlier on, you said you were angry. You were hungry.
I was really hungry. I'm still hungry.
Because there were no baked beans left in the canteen. So
yeah.
As you brought some in...
No, but this is last week. Well, they've already gone to charity now.
Right. Where have the baked beans gone, do we know?
I don't know which charity. It's a food bank, isn't it?
Yeah, all right.
What did you bring in, John?
Hmm?
What did you bring in for the food bank collection?
Yeah, John, what did you bring in?
Egg.
You didn't do that.
No,
actually,
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know about this.
Well, there were loads of emails sent, and Kate Lawler, who's on Virgin Radio, who's one of your colleagues, she was encouraging people to donate.
Well, she didn't tell me about it.
Oh, what about you, Cornelius? What did you donate?
I made a delicious moussaka.
You didn't do that.
Made a delicious
for yourself,
moussaka.
You didn't donate it to anyone?
No, I bought it in, and gave it to the children.
No, you didn't. That's just a lie. You've just
a
made
a delicious
that up.
Moussaka.
You made a lasagna last week, not a moussaka.
Yeah, no, I made the lasagna for my lunch and the moussaka had leftover sauce. and donated moussaka, because moussaka is one of the most important foods you can donate
I've
to a food bank.
I've never eaten moussaka.
Well, that's...
Never will.
Because you never have to go to food banks, you can't, you're so rich.
And anyway, you can't eat...
I'm not rich.
You're a vegetarian, you're not allowed to eat moose, so...
Vegetable news.
Yeah, there you go. What you could have done, of course, if I'd have known, what I'd have done... Because obviously carrying food is quite complicated, quite difficult. You've got loads of bags and stuff. You know, because you carry tins of beans and you often come on your bike, don't you? So a bit heavy to bring in, I would have thought.
Do you know what? I cycled in. And then I went to the shop and bought them specifically.
Oh, that's
to
very good. So yeah. What I'd have done was got, if I'd have known, I didn't because I didn't get the email, but if Kate Lawler had come to me and said, can you donate some food? I would have just vomited last night's meal into...
No one wants that.
Into a bucket.
That's disgusting. Is that how you feed your children? Like a penguin?
Yes.
That wouldn't have been that nice.
Social services.
Yeah, it's penguin. I just vomit on the table and go, there you go, kids, help yourself.
That would have been...
Oh, not soup again, Dad. Yeah.
That would have been similar to my moussaka. I didn't put much effort in because I knew I wasn't going to eat it.
Yeah.
You two are disgusting.
Have you got more vegetable news?
I'm going to say no news. So then I can leave the studio.
I'm afraid you do.
A 9p vegetable has been credited with helping people who suffer from IBS. So the NHS says eating more carrots will add fibre to their diets and ease some of the symptoms.
Great. If I had to guess a way a carrot could help stop IBS,
yeah.
It would be eating it. Just to make sure.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. They say eating in its rawest form is the best way to get the nutrients.
Is this why
out?
Rabbits don't have IBS?
I mean, some might. I don't really know about their digestive system.
Yeah, but you see rabbits.
Yeah, you do. It's little pellets, isn't it? Everyone's seen them.
Yeah, but I don't have a rabbit or access to rabbits to look at this sort of thing.
You're going to get yourself to it. Oh, that sort of rabbit, sorry. What's that? What else
Why
is
do I have to
is?
Put up with this? What else so unprofessional.
I know, John.
No.
John.
What else is in vegetable?
John, how
this
dare
isn't
you?
Even half of what I get told off air. Anyway, finally, this is why I'm leaving your show. So I can't hack it
it's
anymore.
Not. People
it's
will believe that,
I mean,
honestly.
Literally
don't say that, because people will believe it. They believe anything we say on this show.
Yeah, but this is actually true.
Victoria's got a promotion.
Yeah.
That's why she's leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe, but yeah, true, isn't it?
Thanks, John. That's
You're
really
going to have a photo shoot, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually really nervous about it.
I know.
Yeah.
Why are you nervous about it?
Because I've never had a photo shoot before.
Right.
And obviously these are professional pictures, and I want them to look nice. And
I don't think that'll be very hard next to the rest of the TalkSport lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not all going to be in one line next to each other.
They probably will.
It's solo pictures.
Just next to Alan Brazil, I think you'll be fine.
Thanks.
Final story.
A trendy pizza place in East London has created a Brussels sprouts pizza.
Rank.
I noticed this the other day in yard sale, because that's where I go, and Time Out has now started reporting that it's a thing.
Oh, so you had the scoop, yet someone else beat you to the story.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I'd try that, but I don't want pancetta on it, and I'm just going to order the same old thing I always order, which is called a TSB, which has got broccoli on it, and pine nuts.
And PCP.
No. Anyway, the shredded sprouts are paired with pancetta, mozzarella, sriracha mayo and double smoked garlic.
There it is. Vegetable news. Thank you, Victoria.
Vegetable news.
And if you don't have that news, Victoria is indeed. This is Victoria's final week with us. She's leaving on...
Thursday's your last day, isn't it?
Yeah.
With us, because she's moving over to Talk Sport.
On the Friday.
On the Friday, which is a bit weird, but anyway, there we go.
I'll be doing the same hours, so I'll still see you in the office. Just not...
Even worse.
Oh.
Anyway, so next we'll... You
Glad
know,
I'll be missed.
Drones. You know drones? You know, drones. It's like how Victoria goes on. They are flying...
excuse me. That's how you do this show, droning on and on. And
I
like,
mean, that's...
Ooh, BJ and the bear.
That's
ooh, the jungles in a hotel
John
garden.
John just said to you.
Blah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love...
Talk Radio. Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare, just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
I'm the founder and creator of Weekend Box Club. We create activity boxes for children every weekend.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing startups, just like Weekend Box Club.
Knowing the business is on the right track financially helps me to focus on what I'm really passionate about, finding creative ways for young people to grow and learn.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial, it's available now. So read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we can stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of 100 millimetre earthwall loft insulation for only £9.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a shed load of steel pipes on the M1. That's affecting you northbound at junction 42 for Lofthouse. Traffic is coping well. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident on the M6. That's southbound between junction 9 and junction 8 around the M5. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, we have one lane closed due to recovery work and an earlier vehicle fire. It's on the M5 southbound between junction 13 and junction 14 for Thornbury. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Mmm, salted caramel flapjacks, chocolate cherry brownies and choc orange crunchy squares.
Spoil your office with afternoon treats with our grab bags from our in-store bakery. Only £1. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. Offer ends 2nd of January 2018.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 o'clock, of course, bringing you all the very latest on the royal engagement, which is nothing that you don't already know. But yet still, it gets relentless blanket coverage. Despite the fact that all that's happened is a man has got engaged to a lady, they've walked into a garden, said something inaudible, showed off a ring, and then gone again. They're going to do an interview. They'll be doing it into the journalistic pool this afternoon. They could be doing it now, but the whole thing's embargoed until 6 o'clock, so we can't bring you any of that. Till then, but I imagine Sam Delaney will when it happens. But for some reason,
yeah, he's thrilled by the news.
He is, yeah, he's over.
He's been crying. Yes, is it with happiness? Yeah. He's thrilled.
Oh, he loves it. He's big on that. Anyway, so that's going to be happening. Of course, Talk Radio keeping you up to date on the royal thing that happened. And I imagine we'll be talking about it relentlessly tomorrow as well. But anyway, there we go. Now, there's other news around, of course. This is the place you would come for it, as you'd expect, because we analyse the news on this programme in depth. Current affairs, analysed through short-form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, that's how you do it. Tal Panorama would do it. Newsnight, Andrew Marr, Robert Peston. If only they thought of it first. They didn't, we did. 575, that's the syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Meghan Markle to marry Prince Harry in best career move ever.
Tell you what, she must have a good agent.
You're right.
I mean, you know, I mean, I know my agent got Ian Lee into the jungle.
Yeah.
Right, and also Tony Blackburn.
Mm, and not you.
And not me.
Yeah.
Or any work at all, particularly, right? But I want the same agent as Meghan Markle because her agent got her married to Prince Harry.
Yeah.
That is a good move.
Well, I actually spent the morning Googling royals that I could marry because I really want to marry into the royal family, I've decided.
I think I do as well now.
My best bet, I think, because you want to be near the centre, don't you, is Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
27, so a couple years older than me.
Cool, yeah, but that's perfectly reasonable.
Mm.
I mean, I'm older than you, so if I married Princess Eugenie, that might look a bit weird.
Yes.
So I'm...
Well, you're almost double her age.
No, I am not. I'm going to bank upon Prince Philip dying, and then I'm going to make my move on the Queen.
She's quite a lot older than you.
Yes, but that's all right. The other way around, it's not frowned upon so much, is it? But
also, where are you going to meet the Queen?
Well, when Prince Philip dies, she'd probably go on Tinder or something, won't she? And then I could join. Maybe there's a... I don't know. Maybe she would. I don't. She could. And if so, I'm going to keep my eye out.
Hmm.
But I could... again, you see, agents are there for that. My agent should
set up a dinner.
Me, the Queen, go to Nando. Nando's or something.
Pizza Express,
that's a good first
date. Pizza Express, first date restaurant, definitely. Yeah. Really, for your agent, you know, it can't be much of a step up from jungle royalty to actual royalty. That's, if anything, it's easier because you don't have to go to Australia.
That's how he should swing that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. I think. You know. Let's open that up. You know, 8-7-2-2. What royal would you marry?
Mm.
Don't worry about them.
What's
already,
your way in?
Yeah. Don't worry about them already being married either. Just assuming there was a hypothetical situation. You know, where one died and left the other one.
What we'll do is we'll assign. You know, it's first come, first serve. So yeah. I've got Eugenie, you've got the Queen.
I've got the Queen.
And we'll see who else comes in. Yeah. Chloe?
Yeah?
Which royal do you want?
Well, it would have been Harry, so I don't know what to do now.
Well, you can't have Harry.
Okay.
No.
I don't know who any of the others are.
Would you want Philip if the Queen died first?
No.
I'll put Philip.
There we go. Anyway, let us know, and we'll add you to the list. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now it is time to play the game of band or drone. So over over the weekend, in other news, if you are thinking of getting a drone for Christmas, or you already have a drone, there have been a lot of problems with drones, of course. There are rules, strict rules about where you can fly them, how high you can fly them, and so on. Bothering aircraft is a no-no. So there's talk of you having to have a drone licence in order to operate a drone. That's what they were talking about over the weekend. And I was reading that, and it turns out that drones around the world, some military, some domestic, all have quite weird names. But can you differentiate between a drone and a band? Is it the name of a band, or is it the name of a drone? Let's find out as we play Band or Drone, and we play it with Neil, who's on the telephone. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Neil?
I'm doing all right, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Out of interest, which royal would you, in the event that you were to marry a royal, which one would you go for?
Ooh, tough question. Yeah, I can imagine the Queen's quite minted, so try and slide in there.
John already has the Queen. We've already got.
You had to pick another one.
Love triangle going on here, then. Yeah.
All right, we'll do a love. All right,
draw a triangle.
Triangle, yeah. Me and Neil and the Queen.
Done.
What do you do? What do you do, Neil? Where are you from?
I'm based in Luton, just currently working in retail.
Jolly good, busy Christmas coming up retail-wise?
Oh, definitely, Boxing Day nightmare.
Boxing Day nightmare already, see? Already thinking about it. Mm. All right, Neil, well, just for time reasons, we're going to press on. Do you have a drone, Neil?
I do not, no.
All right, well, if you're going to get one for Christmas, you're going to need possibly to have drone flying lessons and some kind of licence. That's what the government are sort of planning. But I've got a list of drones and a list of bands. Do you have a band, Neil?
I do have a band.
Oh, excellent. What are they called?
We're called Over My Head.
Over My Head. All right, OK. Well, that will give you an advantage, certainly in band name terms, so let's find out how well you're going to do, because you're going to be playing against Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, Neil.
Yep, and...
Someone keep score.
Chloe will be keeping score. There will be a list of things. It's either a band or a drone. You just have to tell me band or drone. Here we go. Let's crack on, because we are running out of time. So, alphabetical order, Neil and Cornelius. Neil first. Okay. Band or drone, Global Hawk.
Ooh, I'm going to go with drone.
You're right, it is. Very good. Off to a flying start. Like a drone.
Hey.
Cornelius, band or drone, Earth Pig.
Band?
Is a band, yeah, very good. Snow Goose, band or drone?
Band.
Drone. Fury Demon.
Band.
Drone. Grim Skunk.
Band.
Yes.
Okay.
Crimson Thorn.
Sounds a bit lethal. Oh, it could be a drone.
It's a band. Armoured Angel. Neil.
That's got to be a drone.
It's a band, would you believe? It's a band, it is. Oh, it's a band.
Really?
Angel Ray.
I think that's a weird name for a band, so I'm going to go drone.
You're going to go drone?
Yeah.
You're right, it is. Fire Scout.
I'm going to go drone.
Yes, good.
Oh.
Cornelia.
Hi.
Sentinel.
Sentinel. Band.
Drone. Mini Sniffer. Mini Sniffer.
Drone.
Yes, good. Diamond Hero, Cornelius.
Band.
Drone. Diamond Head, Neil.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Duck Butter.
Band.
Yes. Crunk.
Oh, that's a band.
It's a drone, would you
really?
Mean? It's a drone,
yeah. Oh, band.
Wasp.
Band.
Yeah. ESUAV 800.
Drone.
Yes. Exploding Boy.
Band.
Yes. Japanese Eye.
Band.
Drone, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, don't know how they abbreviate it. Cornelius. Evil Beaver.
Ban.
Yes! Chloe's been keeping score. Chloe, Neil versus Cornelius. What do you have for us?
Yep. Con got.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Yeah. Oh, and Neil.
Yeah.
Got six.
That makes Neil the winner. Ooh. Neil's the winner. Well done, Neil.
Well done.
Congratulations, Neil.
Thank you.
Good work, band or drone there. On Talk Radio in the afternoons. And on this magnificent day when a man walked into a garden with a woman, Prince Harry, of course, marrying the American divorcee, Wallis Simpson. We've all seen it on the news. And I imagine that coverage continuing with Sam Delaney, the noted royalist.
I am, yeah. And I will not stop talking about it until... Well, you're not going to get me off air. I'm just going to keep talking and talking and talking about it until... the wedding day.
And rightly so.
And without, because it would be disrespectful not to. Yeah. But I will make one pause for my special guest, Flex Lewis. Do you know who Flex Lewis is?
Flex Lewis.
Flex Lewis is one of Britain's top sports people. But you haven't heard of him because neither of you can be bothered to keep up with the world of competitive bodybuilding.
That is the reason.
He is the number one bodybuilder, 6 years in a row, shares the record with one Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's Welsh. He's a right laugh, and he'll be in here talking about his muscles and how to build them, which is almost as important as Prince Harry getting married to a lady.
Yeah, it is. Don't forget, you'll be here in the interview breaks at 6 o'clock as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. I didn't know that. But, yeah, great.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
So what's going to happen? They sit down.
They'll
and
be on the phone.
Oh, I remember when Prince... Have we got them live?
We've got them
down the line.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me because we're always on top of that sort of thing. So I'll have Harry on. Is there any questions you'd like me to ask Harry or Wallace Simpson?
Can I DJ the wedding, the party?
I will ask that because you did a good turn at Chloe's wedding,
yeah,
didn't
that's
you?
Right.
Okay. That's right. And the question I'd like to ask them isn't broadcastable.
Okay, right. All right, I'll just put that to him.
Do that.
And then let him guess what it was and then just give an answer out of context. Well, that's really exciting. So everyone stay tuned for my exclusive interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Markle.
Yeah, I think that's her name.
Angela's sister.
Yeah. And it'll be great. And congratulations, everyone who's British, but no one who isn't.
There we
Unless
go.
Unless you're from the Commonwealth.
There we are. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.